2024. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Get ready.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
So much for joining us today. I am your host, Alex Jones. We are 69 days to the most important election in world history, and we have a massive broadcast lined up for you here today. It is Tuesday, August 27th, 2024. All right, Tucker Carlson is joining us in the third hour to cover all the incredible developments. Ivan Raiklin has been involved in the congressional hearings that just started yesterday into the attempted assassination and ongoing cover-up of President Trump. He's got a lot of the latest information and the inside scoop. There's 100% a stand-down and an ongoing cover-up, never a press conference, never anything about the murder weapon or the attempted murder weapon, nothing about how the patsy got his body cremated. It's insane. They want us to forget about this. We're not going to forget about this. That is coming up at the bottom of the hour with an update from Ivan Raiklin. Then I'm going to cover all this insane news and all the crazy developments that top anything we've seen so far. And we'll be covering that in the next 30 minutes before he joins us as well. And then Tucker comes on in the third hour. Oh, okay. Wow. Zuckerberg comes out yesterday and says, okay, you caught me, because members of the administration have been lying. And Biden's been lying, and Kamala's been lying, and Mayorkas has been lying, and the Attorney General's been lying. This year and last year in those weaponization hearings, weaponization of the censorship hearings, weaponization of the media hearings. And so Zuckerberg, though, I guess doesn't want to perjure himself, so he wrote a letter yesterday saying, okay, yes, I was pressured. I did censor for the election. I election meddled. He also spent $450-something million to categorize all the names of dead people or folks that had moved out of district and gave them to illegal aliens and others to vote and stuff the ballot boxes and the drop boxes. So that's ultra-massive. Kamala has now come out and said she is the border czar, did a great job. And not only is she running TV ads saying she built the wall that Trump built, but she's saying she's going to complete the wall. That they wanted to give $30,000 to illegals in a whole bunch of Democrat-run states like California and Oregon. Then it was $130,000. Now it's $150,000 they're pledging, but not for citizens. And it just gets more bonkers from there. More jobless numbers have come out. It was even worse than what they said last week, where they fudged $118,000. Now it's coming out that it's even worse than that. That's totally cuckoo. You've got all these states passing laws and expunging millions of fake voters off the voter rolls. Texas Governor Greg Abbott removes over 1 million ineligible voters, including nearly 500,000 dead people and thousands of non-citizens from state voter rolls. That's just one of the big moves. I've got eight different states doing similar things today. I wasn't even looking for this news. It's just everywhere. So imagine, I say eight states just made the move in the last couple of days. That's just what I saw without even looking. So it's probably worse. Because I don't want to put out this info and say eight states just made major moves. A bunch of them are doing it, but if this is what I saw and having the stack, it would take hours even to figure it all out. So we've got that. We've got giant Islamic stabbing and murdering, orgies all over Europe. We've got just ultra-massive news on endocrine disruptors in the water. Attacking everybody's genes and bending people's genders. It's all coming up today. Stay with us.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The Powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Tuesday, August 27th, 2024. I am your host, Alex Jones. Thank you so much for joining us. All right. We have incredible clips from Trump saying he's going to go after the endocrine disruptors in the water, bending our genders. That's now Trump saying that, not Alex Jones, not RFK Jr. Now, Cornel West came out and said this is a big threat. I've been talking about it almost 30 years. Been on air over 30. It's an absolute devastating enemy operation by design. We have White House science czars writing books bragging how they chose chemicals to be put out that would do this when they had other chemicals that don't do it. That is massive. We have Trump saying the country's doomed if he doesn't get reelected, that the New World Order is taking over. We have Trump talking about AI. I mean, just that is amazing. And then, of course, we've got Kamala saying, of course I'm the border czar, and yeah, I built the wall. Which she didn't. We have clips of her saying she hates the wall. And now she's just trying to adopt all of Trump's policies, as you know. We've got him saying $150,000 per illegal alien for a free house. It was $130,000 yesterday and $30,000 last week. But they're actually doing it in many states. It's not like one of these fake promises. I'm going to get rid of your tax on tips. When Kamala actually increased the taxes on them, Trump will actually do it. It's just the level of lying when you think they can't turn up the lies anymore, when the lies backfire on them, when the lies don't work anymore, their answer is just get even crazier. And they've caught all these millions of illegal aliens signed up and dead people to vote just in Texas alone. A bunch of other states found the same thing and just expunged them off the rolls. And the Democrats are going into total conniption fits, filing lawsuits to keep the illegal aliens and dead people on the voter rolls. I mean, you can't make that up. Just in Texas alone, Governor Greg Abbott removes over 1 million ineligible voters, including nearly 500,000 dead people and illegal aliens. I mean, wow. And they've done National Gallup and a whole bunch of Rasmussen polls we covered just a month ago, where on average, because it varies, like 8 to 20%, but most of them, there's a whole bunch of these polls, usually they're 14%. Of people contacted that have moved to another state years ago, when they look, when they show them the voter roll, they voted in places like Florida and Texas. And a lot of them are Republicans, but they're told, no, you're voting Democrat. So when you move out of district, they're voting in your name. When somebody dies, you're in the ground, or your grandma is, or your dad is, or your mom is, or your brother is, they're voting Democrat. And then you got the illegals voting. I mean, and then you've got the electronic fraud. It's just unbelievable. But don't worry, Jack Smith will indict you if you talk about it, or he'll try to. It's all pure bullying, all pure intimidation. You have Zuckerberg admitting in a letter to Congress, because he's refusing to lie. I guess he's smart, unlike Mayorkas and Garland and Ray. They've all said, nope, we're not involved in censorship. We're not involved in surveillance. We're not telling big tech what to take down and what to do. You know, they have millions of emails and orders and directives. At government request, Zuckerberg's now admitting hundreds of millions of times they took stuff down. Twitter, same thing. Musk's already released a bunch of that. So it's just so incredible. Also, big national conference board survey signals weakest labor market since COVID lockdowns, even worse than the fake numbers the Biden administration put out, adding over 818,000 jobs that did not exist. It's just wow. Meanwhile, Ukraine is openly talking about invading Belarus, which has not been at war with Ukraine but is allied with Russia, to try to escalate the crisis into NATO intervening. That's just totally bonkers. We have a first congressional hearings yesterday with Eric Prince and Dan Bongino and others testifying about the greatest failure of the Secret Service ever, but it wasn't a failure. It was a stand down. We have Ivan Reichlin that was in those hearings joining us. He's putting on a special conference on July 13th. It's called the July 13th conference. He'll be giving us an update coming up in about 22 minutes from now when we come out of break at 33 after. We also have Tulsi Gabbard officially joining the campaign. You've got Brett Weinstein now about to join the campaign. You've got a lot of other big, exciting things happening on that front as we see the late-stage imperial decline of the American empire. We also have massive knife attacks, stabbing attacks, machete attacks, car attacks by Muslims all over the UK, all over France, all over Germany, all over Sweden. So many videos of just Muslims coming and putting ladders. They see a party at a house three stories up, and they climb through windows and just start stabbing people, screaming Allah Akbar, and just running around, burning cars everywhere, and stabbing and murdering men, women, and children, and particularly babies in baby carriages. And it's actually in the German and the French and the UK news. If you report on it or show it, they arrest you. And then the BBC said a white Englishman stabbed a woman in a baby stroller, and then it's a Muslim. I mean, folks, if I just wanted to show you super shocking videos, I could show these all day long. I have dozens of them. And I don't enjoy showing this type of horrific stuff, but, I mean, this video right here of a TV viewer, he climbs in the house and starts stabbing everybody. I mean, just and the police report, they did nothing. He just decided, I'm going to kill those people. Pulls out a giant 10-inch long butcher knife and starts stabbing them right here. So, I mean, this is just total cuckoo level. But that's what inbreeding does. And it's not all the Muslims. But the Muslims, particularly from Pakistan and Afghanistan, are extremely inbred. And you know what happens if you take a breed of dogs and keep breeding them together. They get crazy. They get aggressive. They get schizophrenic. They get nuts. Royalty always ends up being crazy, whether it's in England or France or ancient Egypt. And, of course, you know what happens to some of the Ashkenazi Jews that inbreed too much. They get a little wackazoid as well. You're not supposed to marry your first cousins over and over and over again, or maybe even your sister. You're not supposed to marry your mom. So then have kids with her as well, or marry your sister. So it's a real problem. And they do it in their own country. They just run around just slashing, murdering. They have all these rituals where they just slice each other up on the streets themselves. It's very loving. It's very liberal. But all of this is just massive. All of this is so huge. All of this is so important. Tucker Carlson coming up in the third hour. Ivan Reichlin here in about 15, 16 minutes. But I'm going to stop right here before I get into Trump and these incredible clips that I want to get to first. I agree with most of what Trump says. I disagree with one thing he had to say, dealing with AI and how we need to power it with nuclear power. But he's certainly right that we can't have our energy cut off and then compete with India and China and Mexico and everybody else. So I'll be talking about that. And now he's saying we're doomed if he doesn't get reelected, which I think is really pretty clear. I'd say about a 90% chance that the globalists want to run us on the ground by design. But I wanted to just tell listeners, we're reaching more people than ever. Thanks for your long-term support through all the fights, all the censorship, all the lawsuits, all the attacks, all the lawfare, and all the stuff you don't even know about that I haven't wasted your time with. And I want to thank you all for spreading the word about the broadcast and your prayers and everything. You've done a great job. Keep doing it. You're the Paul Revere's. But I can't run this operation if I'm running around constantly spending half my time trying to raise money. And I'm not bitching. I'm just saying I spend half my time now trying to get funds, which the globalists wanted to do. So I'm not filing special reports and sending crews out and hiring more people. They want to distract us and divert us, which they haven't stopped us, but they've mitigated some. Now, it backfired them demonizing me and made the show bigger at the end of the day, so the Lord works mysterious ways, but it's simple. I need your support. We have some great sponsors I brought on to bridge the gap, but I want to just stop there. I don't want to be like other talk radio that spends half their time plugging stuff to stay on the air. We have an infrastructure. We have a crew. All the leftist media is imploding and shutting down. They're so pissed we're bigger than ever. But we need the money, and I try to make it easy to support us. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com. Incredible products that will enrich and empower your life. The highest quality supplements, the highest quality herbal food at the lowest prices, the highest rated water filtration systems at the lowest prices, great books, great films, great Patriot apparel to spread the word, meet like-minded people. It's an adventure to wear an InfoWars shirt. They're all at InfoWarsStore.com. And right now we got a big sale that's still going. Vitamin Fusion, InfoWars MD Nitric Boost, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Vitamin C 1000 milligram with rose hips, and zinc, so good for your whole body. It's something you should be doing. You're great for your immune system. Really can't take too much vitamin C. And this is the Linus Pauling Nobel Prize recommended level and formula. 40% off. A lot of stuff is discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. There's also the InfoWars MD line that has amazing high-end full-spectrum CBD gummies and tincture. It's a 1,000-milligram tincture that gives you focused, clean, relaxed clarity and is an amazing anti-inflammatory. They're great prices. Similar formulas charge 30, 40, 50% more than what we're selling this for. InfoWars MD CBD at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And there's so many other great products under the InfoWars MD line as well, but definitely check out the CBD gummies and tincture. And then our great sponsor that is essential to keep us on air, plus they have amazing products. When you go to DrJonesNaturals.com, you'll notice about half the products are sold out, and they've moved those down off the front page. Then that's because my dad fighting the globalists, and they've gone after him as well because, you know, he's worked with me just to harass him, has spent everything he came in, and not just the profit, but all the money coming in the last two-year fight with the globalists that he's basically won, but now he's got to rebuild. So he's going to sell out basically everything he's got and then reorder a small amount of each one of the products. And he's in the process of reordering some of them now, like Turbo Force. That comes in, though, in like 6 weeks. So you need to go to DrJonesNaturals.com to get the great products that are left, but also help us continue on. It's a war. Now, Next Level Foundational Energy is not a stimulant. There's no letdown, but it has a stimulant effect. But it's not a classical stimulant. It goes in with the methylfolate, the concentrate breakdown. It's already been processed because a lot of people can't process it properly in the cells, particularly white people, of folic acid. You take all the folic acid all day. It just builds up in you. But when it's methylfolate, you get 100% conversion of it. You metabolize it, and it also cleans out the cells. It's got a very high-quality organic B complex and some other ingredients in it that supercharge it into the cell. You really want to experience Next Level Foundational Energy. Next Level Foundational Energy, all the NanoSilver products, the Kaba Chill for a good, clean, relaxed focus without any, you know, downer. It's amazing. The Rocket Rest is an incredible organic sleep aid. That's so good for your immune system and body to get that deep sleep. When I forget to take it, I notice it. I take it, I sleep right through the night, 8 hours, don't wake up, you know, a couple times. I'll wake up for 8 hours, go, whoa, my bladder's full. But if I don't, then the bladder wakes you up. So that's just an example, real life example. All of it. Top Brain is a great stimulant, nootropic that's really healthy and great. Top Brain, Rocket Rest, Kaba Chill, all the other great products, the organic multivitamin, drjonesnaturals.com. I'm asking you to get great products for you and your family, to take action, and to keep us on air. It's your choice whether we're going to stay on air. It's your choice whether we keep fighting. It's your choice whether you get healthier. It's your choice whether you fund the tip of the spear. I'm asking you humbly, firing the bat signal to do it now, drjonesnaturals.com. Thank you humbly. Please take action. And folks that have been supporting, you're the reason we're still here, and the great effect we're having is because of you. And I salute you. And also salute the crew. They do the best job. Scott, Daria, the whole crew puts up with me. Because right now I'm in game face. I'm 69 days out. I'm usually pretty friendly. I've been cantankerous and just over the top. on air and off air, because this is do or die. So I salute the crew, salute our guests, I salute our sponsors, I salute our radio affiliates, TV affiliates. Please be sure and spread the word about those and support them as well. Okay, I'm going to get into Zuckerberg falling on his sword. This is a huge deal. I'm going to get into Kamala and all her giant lies, everything coming up. And Tucker's coming up as well live. But I want right now to get into Trump. So let's start with clip 10. Actually, the first clip I want to get to is Trump saying we're doomed if we don't. Yeah, we'll do clip one first. So here's Trump. The election will be the most important day, in my opinion, in the history of our country. No, I agree. Because it's our country goes the wrong way in this election, I think we're doomed. And then he goes on here to talk about AI and a bunch of other key subjects, and I'm going to give you my take on that. Here's clip one.
I read that Elon Musk said that he would accept a position in your cabinet. Would that have to do with artificial intelligence if
Elon
you chose
and I
him?
Have a great relationship. He's great. He is a totally unusual character. Do you know Elon at all?
I don't.
He's great. And he's smart, and we have to cherish our geniuses. You know, we don't have too many of them, right? But he is a brilliant guy, and what he really would like to do is get involved in cutting some of the fat. And he does know how to do it. And he loves the country. You know, it's just an amazing thing. We had a conversation the other day. You would know better than me, but I hear it had hundreds of millions of people. I heard it had the biggest audience.
It's over a billion, Trump.
I mean, would you say that's a correct statement?
I would absolutely say that.
There's never been
correct.
Anything even close. I heard 750 million people. I mean, numbers that are crazy. And
a billion plus clicked on it.
Yeah, he wants to be involved. Now, look, he's running big businesses and all that.
But hundreds of millions watched the whole thing.
I don't think he'd be for cabinet. I put him in the cabinet, absolutely, but I don't know how he could do that with all the things he's got going. But he can sort of, as the expression goes, consult with the country and give you some very good ideas. Like on AI, there's nobody knows more about it than Elon.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big, you know, big thing. And he said it's very important. I mean, it's very important for the country. If we don't do it, China's going to do it, or somebody else, but most likely China. And China is working right now to develop massive electricity, a flood of electricity, a massive flood of electricity. And we don't, because we have people that don't even, they're not even thinking about that.
Yeah.
And you have to. We have to win this election. This election is going, November 5th will be the most important day, my opinion, in the history of our country. Because if our country goes the wrong way with this election, I think this country is doomed.
That's not hype. Anybody that's got half a brain knows that's true. The globalists are completely out of their minds starting World War III. Destroying our borders, destroying our currency, destroying the dollar. I mean, they're out of their minds. This is late-stage empire behavior. Now, this clip, I disagree with partially, not all of it. Yes, there's a race for energy. Yes, Obama shut down half of our coal plants. Trump stopped it. Biden continued it. Something like 70% of our energy was coal-generated. It's totally clean the way we do it. Only water vapor and carbon dioxide come out. So they list it as a pollutant. Even the carbon dioxide has been many times, 15, 20 times higher just in the last few million years. Plants were growing much bigger. Animals were bigger. There was more oxygen. They could test the soil samples. They could test the ice core samples. They know this. So we're at the lowest level. You go back a few hundred years ago before the Industrial Revolution ever recorded on the planet. And then you burn this coal and it puts that carbon back out there. We're the carbon they want to reduce. So Trump's buying into the Bill Gates line, and he has already built new reactors. He's building two new ones right now that they call modern and safe. They're not really, and they're never upkept properly. And they cover up the leaks. To have nuclear power supply the AI. As if we just have to keep racing and racing and racing and racing with the AI to counter China, okay. Well, then why would you do it with nuclear power? And that's what Trump says. No. Coal. China and India are building coal plants. Mexico, if you go down to South Texas, down at SpaceX, or you go down to Brownsville and you get in a helicopter like we've done in planes, you've seen us go cover it. You look over the Mexico 20 miles, you pass the border, and there's just nothing but smokestacks, and they're black because there's no scrubbers. It's dirty coal. They're not cleaning it. You look at a U.S. power plant, it's just all these tubes and buildings and systems, and it cleans it out. Only water vapor and carbon dioxide come out the end of it. So even if you think coal's bad, everybody else is building it, and we're not. Nuclear is not the answer. So let's go ahead and go to that clip.
Do you know that for AI, you will need more energy, electricity? What they need is electricity, that specific word. You will need more electricity than we have right now for everything. See this strip behind us, and this big building. Add it all up, everything in the United States. You'll need double the energy that we produce right now just for that one industry if we're going to be the big player and dominant. If we're not going to be the big player, then China's going to take over that industry very easily. And the problem is, so we have to produce massive electricity that we don't have. But the environmental impact statements won't allow us to do that. The rules and regulations that we currently have won't allow us to do any of it, not even a tiny fraction of it. But if I'm president, we'll be able to do it. And we'll do it through natural gas, which is clean. And we'll do it through primarily natural gas and nuclear. You know, nuclear now has become very good, very safe. And you build the smaller plants and you attach them. But nuclear is very powerful, very good.
Nope.
The wind doesn't work. It's very expensive. Kills the birds,
that's
destroys
right.
Everything around it. It's very, 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 very bad. It's the most expensive energy, wind. And then every 9 years you have to replace the turbines. You know, they're made out of steel and they wear out. But we will create tremendous electricity for our company, for our country. And that will allow AI to compete. And you're right. Whoever gets that, it's going to be a big advantage. You know, that's going to be sort of the oil of the future. And we have to be the main player.
And there's not enough in every study currently for all the electric cars. So you've got to have more electricity for that. They want to ration it from us and give it to AI. Not a good idea. We need coal. We need it now. We got thousands of years of it just here. Now let's go to Trump on free speech. I totally agree with this.
We don't have free speech, then we just don't have a free country. For free speech is a matter of victory or death for America and for the survival of Western civilization itself. Within hours of my inauguration, I will sign an executive order banning any federal department or agency from colluding with any organization, business, or person to censor, limit, categorize, or impede the lawful speech of American citizens. We need to break up the entire toxic censorship industry that has arisen under the false guise of tackling so-called mis- and disinformation. The time has finally come for Congress to pass a digital bill of rights. When I am president, this whole rotten system of censorship and information control will be ripped out of the system at large. There won't be anything left. By restoring free speech, we'll begin to reclaim our democracy and save our nation. Thank you, and God bless America.
Free speech is key, and InfoWars is the tip of the spear of free speech. That's why we must be supported, and I thank you for your support. Stay with us.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric oxide, probiotics, joint relief max, nerve renew, prostate support, collagen, superfood greens, turmeric, ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWars MD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll free 888-253-3139.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Coming at you live
from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Ivan Reichlin's a really smart guy, and he reaches tens of millions of people a week in the info war, and he basically lives in Congress at these hearings and in these hearings covering what's really going on with the deep state. He's been really shining spotlights on key infrastructure in their tyranny. Zuckerberg has now come out and not lied to Congress, even though Mayorkas and Garland and Ray did, and they said they never censored or worked with big tech to censor, even though we have all the documents from congressional hearings, or a lot of the documents. It's very damning, but he didn't lie. I'll show you the documents and his statements in a minute. He said, no, they asked me and told me to censor and manipulate the election. This is absolutely huge. At Ivan Reichlin on X, Reichlin.com. He's a former Green Beret, lieutenant colonel, recovering lawyer, ultramarathoner, operating at the intersection between national security, startups, politics, and law. And they've got a big conference coming up that's not just a congressional hearing to focus on the folks that are at the hearings. The J13 Forum. 8/26/24, 12 p.m. Eastern, live stream. We'll be talking about that, but the congressional hearing yesterday and where all this is going. So we're now over about a month and a half out from Trump's attempted assassination, getting grazed in Butler, Pennsylvania. And we now have the police and Secret Service whistleblowing, saying that they were told to stand down, that they weren't communicating, that he was out there for 90 minutes, 26 minutes on the roof. They've cremated the body. They didn't ever have any press conferences. The new head of the Secret Service we now know is the guy that ran the stand down. I mean, this is amazing. The consensus is that the deep state tried to kill him. There's definitely a cover-up going on, and they're so desperate with RFK and Tulsi Gabbard's joining Trump that it's an obvious trajectory. They're going to try again, and I'm very concerned. I predicted this 2 days after did the attempted assassination, and then 2 days later, 4 days after, the FBI said, we believe Iran is involved. Oh, he had offshore accounts, none of it connected internet accounts to Iran. And I like Bongino, but he's even floated, maybe Iran. Did Iran have the Secret Service stand down? I'm very concerned about all of this, Ivan Raiklin. So you were there at the hearings. Thanks for joining us. Give us your breakdown.
Yeah, thanks for having me again, Alex. Yeah, yesterday I was at the hearing, and bottom line, I think the biggest takeaway is Dan Bongino and Corey Mills opened it up, said that this is, you know, at this point, most people don't think that it's negligence or mistake after mistake after mistake by the Secret Service. This was an intentional criminal act of those that were supposed to protect the president, right? I would actually equate this to very synonymous with what occurred on January 6th in the sense that the deep state decided to deliberately facilitate criminal activity themselves and then went on a warpath to cover up that criminal activity to then maintain power of the deep state. So they rhyme, they're synonyms. If you want to go into more detail on what that looks like from my perspective, particularly the cover-up component, it's just so evident.
That's right. Well, I mean, let's start at the beginning and talk about what we've learned, the ongoing cover-up, and as you said, the consensus by all the operators and experts and former Secret Service that this was deliberate stand-down, bare minimum. He was not acting alone. Members of Congress and former Navy SEALs and others have said that clearly. That is the consensus. So well, let's walk through it.
Yeah, so let's walk through, I think it was in the testimony on Tuesday. So the shooting occurred on Saturday. So on Tuesday, there were certain coordination and synchronization calls, meetings that occurred between local law enforcement and the Secret Service. So one of the witnesses that was there alongside Eric Prince and Dan Bongino, Mr. Schaefer, which was a counter sniper on the team that day from the local law enforcement entity, said that they had offered up, hey, do you want to have synchronized radio so we can coordinate and communicate with each other when it comes down to Saturday when we actually have to provide security for the president. They refused. They also refused a drone that they had offered them. So not only like temporally did the Secret Service decline measures that were going to be free and offered up by local law enforcement, they also on the day of refused to even conduct and participate in the last synchronization meeting going into the actual rally by President Trump. And then not only temporally, like I said, but also geographically on the day of, and this is all in the testimony that I sat through sitting right behind by, you know, the three witnesses. It was a map shown up by, actually it was presented by Chip Roy, Congressman Chip Roy from Texas. And 1,000 yards out, according to former Secret Service official for 12 years, Dan Bongino, and the map showed 1,000 yards out, you're supposed to have certain security measures in place. Well, there was no one that was even on or observing that tower that would have provided the most elevated ground to be able to see the entire area, which could have then exposed the threat early. You know, they would have seen what was going on the roof. And then even from there, when they did observe, what's his name, Crooks, having his scope, they didn't detain him or question him. So the law enforcement individual said that, you know, there's certain thresholds that are met when you, you know, when you determine somebody as suspicious and then you move them into a threat category. Well, way before he should have been, I guess, identified by those that were in the inner proximity of protecting President Trump, they should have identified this individual as a threat way on the outer perimeter. And as Eric Prince says, luckily it was only one dude that supposedly that was 20-year-old kid that was trying to assassinate Trump. Imagine if there were other foreign actors or foreign threats out there that were deliberately wanting to take out President Trump. Well, now they're seeing that the vulnerability is so high that it would be pretty easy endeavor for them to go ahead and take out the guy that's supposed to have the maximum protection, who's the highest threat individual in the country, along with Elon Musk.
And let me just add, Ivan Raiklin, a security expert, that the police are on record, and we have their body cams, and the radio transmissions have now started to be released, that for 90 minutes they're pointing out this guy and talking about encasing everything, and then 26 minutes on the roof, and them saying, do something, and they can't even communicate, and the Secret Service just sits there. I mean, this is not like even leaving your one-year-old baby out by the pool. This is like throwing the baby into the water. This is completely deliberate.
Yeah, one of the key takeaways that I didn't think about, which is very important to understand, is that Washington, D.C. Secret Service headquarters was communicating with the Pittsburgh field office, and they basically informed them that, hey, we don't want to provide any additional protection to the biggest threat individual in their portfolio, meaning Trump, because they didn't want to make him look more presidential. Because when you have so many security officials around Trump, it makes him look as though he's very presidential, more gravitas, and then thus, for the optics of it, it makes people think that he is the incoming president. That was part of the political decision-making process. Not based on threat, but based on political optics.
There needs to be criminal charges.
Absolutely.
Continue to elaborate now on the cover-up.
Yeah, so as far as the cover-up, and what have we seen? I mean, Christopher Wray, I like to pronounce his name Christopher Wray Epps due to his role in what I allege to be his cover-up role on January 6th. They haven't found the pipe bomber. They haven't disclosed any like relationship with Epps, but that's another side story. Chris Wray, when he testified before Congress right after the attempted assassination, he even alluded to, oh, maybe it was fragments. So he's trying to divert and distract. Meanwhile, there hasn't been a single press conference for an update of the investigation by the FBI, or for that matter, the Secret Service and their own internal investigation. Nobody within the task force that was set up by Mike Johnson has done anything since it was announced. It required leadership from those line members of Congress that are basically acting as the legitimate body that's investigating, meaning those that were present yesterday, Eli Crane, Chip Roy, Corey Mills, Matt Gaetz, and Andy Biggs were the five, you know, so three attorneys and then two guys, one former Navy SEAL and one former counter sniper experienced guy, Corey Mills, were there on the panel to then showcase to the American public and to inform the Republican conference that Speaker Johnson had appointed these other rhino individuals to perform the official investigation of July 13th. Meanwhile, none of those people, practically none of those people on that committee have any experience in looking into this. And they were selected by design. I'm of the opinion, Alex, that they were appointed by Mike Johnson at the direction of Paul Ryan so that they wouldn't identify and implicate Paul Ryan's and potential involvement in this op, if you will, because the timing of it is so suspect. They wanted to assassinate him 2 days before the convention so that almost it appears as though they wanted to usher in a Nikki Haley because there wouldn't have been a Donald Trump physically
Absolutely.
Present at the convention.
Same thing they did with Biden. I mean, I said when they shot Trump, I said they're not going to drug Biden up. He's going to have a medical emergency. I said this on the 14th of July, on that Sunday. We played the clip here, folks. It was live as well. Or they're going to kill Biden and blame a Trump supporter to balance this out. And then a couple of weeks later, he has a medical emergency in Las Vegas. That was broke by Charlie Kirk and Jack Posobiec. Oh, they said, oh, that's not true. And then weeks later, they said, no, he collapsed. They loaded him on a plane. We're going to take him to the hospital in Vegas. They said, flew him to Delaware. He disappears for 8 days, then appears stumbling around on a tarmac. They say, why have you dropped out of the race? What do you say? He laughs at him like, I didn't do that, wanders off, and then weeks later does publicly resign. They put out a fake resignation letter, not on letterhead, with a fake signature. Pelosi admits it's not his signature to get ahead of whoever did it. I mean, this is desperate, uncoordinated behavior, which is good to know the deep state's in trouble and uncoordinated, but it's also very dangerous. Can you speak to that?
It's absolutely dangerous, and I'll, you know, I'm sure you've talked about it on your show the last couple of days. their response, going back to our interview that we did back in February, we basically nailed it down to the day when they were going to try to assassinate Trump.
Because you said they're going to try to kill him before the convention.
Right, just before the convention, when they realized that they cannot stop him from being the nominee.
And then we were sarcastic, so they wouldn't kill Trump, and we told the truth. They said, if you kill him, it'll blow up in your face even bigger, thinking they'd be smart enough to know that. They were still so crazy they tried. Let's speak to that. What would have happened if they killed Trump?
No, like I just mentioned, if they would have killed Trump, then they would have put up Nikki Haley, and I'm assuming Ron DeSantis is a VP pick, or a combination of those two with a Liz Cheney and a Mikey Pence in order to regain control of the uniparty from the right, and then they would have ushered in whoever, you know, out of those four individuals would have secured the nomination so that America would believe that, oh yeah, Republicans are now winning. And so the other component is that you would have seen a backlash by the American people as that being unacceptable. And luckily they missed. I mean, thank God he turned and they missed. And now they're doing the other option that we talked about when we were wargaming, which is a complete cyber meltdown so that they can regain the narrative. And what are they doing to regain the narrative? They're arresting Pavel Durov. They're in July 31st of this year, the public service announcement by FBI and CISA. What did they kind of warn us about that they're going to do? They're going to conduct DDoS attacks, right? Denial of service attacks. I interpreted that as, hey, we're going to take out electoral information that is true, meaning they're going to do everything in their power to silence Elon Musk and X. And because Telegram is 2.5-3 times larger in terms of monthly active users globally, they had to first take out Telegram, or at least those are the indications.
That's right. They arrested the head of it and are now holding him. And let's expand on that.
I think they're trying to leverage him and his being detained. They're basically going to try to coerce him into censoring truthful information.
It's also a message to us. So let's expand on that. You mentioned a month ago the FBI, or 3 weeks ago, puts out a report saying there'll be massive cyber attacks, probably the Russians with no evidence, on Election Day. And then they said, don't worry, the voting machines will work, but it's going to be the databases of voter rolls for states that are going to check for eligibility of voters. They even tell you the key thing they're going to target.
Right, absolutely. And you're seeing Ken Paxton is exposing some of that stuff in Texas. Other states are following suit. I mean, in the interview just recently that President Trump had last couple of days, they're all calling out that one day in person, paper ballot, hand count is really the only option forward. And I think even Tucker mentioned that when he was interviewing RFK yesterday.
Luckily, no, that's right. Let's look at this right here. Breaking. Texas Governor Greg Abbott removes over 1 million ineligible voters, including 500,000 dead people and illegal aliens. I mean, and that's happening all over the country.
Yeah, actually, that's what I was referring to. And I think Ken Paxton retweeted that and basically thanked Governor Abbott for it. Because we know that Governor Abbott's kind of, you know, he's a rhino light, if you will, at best. And
that's a good description. He's rhino light.
Yeah, so on some days he's a rhino light, and luckily Ken Paxton is moving him in a lighter coat of that because of his ability to slay the Bush-Cheney syndicate that worked with the Democrats to try to impeach. I'm talking about Ken Paxton.
Well, that's right. I mean, yeah, I would say this about the governor. I don't think he's a bad guy at the end of the day, but he's scared of the Bush crime syndicate that puts you in prison or kills you if you don't play ball.
Right, absolutely. And so they're on the ropes, like you've always said, Alex. And I don't think we can pause. Like, as we're getting them into the corner, we need to continue escalating in the free speech realm. So as Elon is allowing us a platform to go ahead and push what's going on, as what's his name? Fakebook, when he came out with that comment yesterday, he's basically begging for mercy. He's begging for amnesty. And now I did a call out saying that September 3rd is your last day for amnesty if you're going to come out as a whistleblower. It doesn't apply to the principals on my deep state target list. Mark Zuckerberg is the principal on that list, which means even though he is apologizing for his genocidal participation with his censorship, he's not going to get amnesty. If I have anything to do it, which I will as long as I'm alive, I am going to guarantee maximum consequences for Zuckerberg's involvement in censoring speech that ended up killing and murdering tens of thousands at a minimum, because he censored out therapeutic information. And on behalf of the Biden criminal syndicate and the FBI, he was, remember the interview that he did with Joe Rogan, where he said, oh, a couple of FBI agents went and approached us and told us that the Biden criminal syndicate laptop had all the earmarks of a Russian info op. Well, he needs to go into, now that he's somewhat backing off, we need to put maximum pressure to include, Elon should put maximum pressure on Zuckerberg to go ahead and release all the internal communications that was taking place within Facebook, Fakebook, as it applies to those on my deep state target list, so that we can see all their manipulation related to COVID-Con.
And you've been saying for years,
the illegal 2020 election and so on.
You've been saying, you've been advising Congress even before Musk bought X a few years ago to do this, and now it's actually materializing. Let me ask you the trillion-dollar question. Why is Zuckerberg doing it? Because he's a good guy and has a conscience? Obviously not. Because he doesn't want to lie to Congress, and he knows the rats are leaving the sinking ship, and he can see which way the wind blew, or because he knows a bunch of whistleblowers are about to leak the information, or is it a combination?
That's a fantastic question. I think it's a combination thereof, and because Elon has so much influence now over the entire San Francisco and Silicon Valley ecosystem, I think Zuckerberg is trying to find an off-ramp to be able to protect himself and his holdings. And maybe there's a negotiated agreement, particularly as a conduit for that negotiated agreement could be Peter Thiel, considering that Peter Thiel was the first outside investor of Fakebook. There may be a relationship between Thiel and Zuckerberg advising him, hey, the winds are changing. If you want to survive at all, you're going to need to start the off-ramp. And I think Peter Thiel is probably the kingmaker in moving the
site. Well, I don't think I know. Peter Thiel's definitely behind the scenes with everybody advising folks. That's come out. That's known. And he's definitely 100% behind Trump. So expanding on that, this does signify the rats leaving the sinking ship. And we know Trump has said he's going to break up Google. And so Zuckerberg's trying to get on the right side of that.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, a lot of this stuff's somewhat volatile because – now, you allowing me, you know, platforming me to be able to convey in a summarized fashion all the deep state scum and then showcasing that, you know, we're coming after them. I think some of that, you know, they see it because it gets tens of millions of people see and observe that we already know who needs to be held to account. And now they're trying to be like, ooh, we need to back off. The other component is a lot of people are moving off of Fakebook. They're coming on to X. X has just surpassed Fakebook and Insta garbage. So it's also probably a business decision, not only a political calculus from Mark Zuckerberg's perspective, that he's trying to save a sinking ship. And by allowing more free speech, it allows people to stay in that matrix. I still say we need to punish him. We need to get off of Fakebook, bankrupt him, and
Ivan, I totally agree.
The example.
Let's do a full hour commercial free this Saturday, if you can do it, or we can do it sometime this week. People can find you at Raiklin.com and Ivan Raiklin. They can also find this conference that's coming up on the July 13th situation.
No, that was yesterday, Alex.
Mm-hmm. No, I know we're covering the conference, but I'm saying
the forum was yesterday. Yep.
Yeah. But I was reading there's another forum coming up, right?
No, the forum that you were talking about, you were reading just now, was from yesterday.
Okay. There's so much info, I get confused. All right. I can't even recognize a date on a sheet of paper. Sorry.
But I will take you up on Saturday.
All right. Let's do it. All right. So where do people go to find that conference?
Yeah. So if you go on Dan Bongino, on his Rumble, one thing I wanted to mention. They can find it online on Rumble and on some of the other platforms. Particularly, it was retweeted out by, you know, the five members of Congress. I'm sure Eric Prince probably put it out there as well. But one other thing I want to mention is at the same time that I was watching the two-hour pre-gaming on Dan Bongino when he had some of these members of Congress that were at the hearing, Faux News, Paul Ryan's little outfit, was also advocating the rhinos as they traveled up to Butler, Pennsylvania, to make it look like they're doing something. So this is a battle, you know, it's an info war where the rhinos are trying to divert the attention of the real investigation, albeit without subpoena power, and they're trying to cover for those that are the rhinos. Meanwhile, they're never going to subpoena the right people or hold anyone to account. So this is a battle within the Republican conference. You got the America First Caucus, the Freedom Caucus, versus those that are entrenched in the Washington establishment. And we need to help out the America First folks by literally taking our attention away from Faux News and all the legacy media outlets and coming on X and the other free speech platforms.
Well, that's right. And when a listener shares an InfoWars article or shares posting off Real Alex Jones on X or off of at Ivan Raiklin, when you share a Trump clip, you're thinking, well, I'm just a little person. No, it's all of you doing that together moves the needle massively. And this is so close. In the time we have left, how big? Because it's bigger than I thought it would be. I thought it would be huge. I was given the inside intel, broke it last Tuesday. Mm-hmm. But how big was this RFK and now Tulsi Gabbard's endorsement? I'm seeing an exodus now because a lot of Democrats know that they're destroying their future supporting Kamala. This gives them kind of the cover politically to publicly speak out for Trump. I mean, I'm seeing an explosion of even more interest and even mainline analysts, the Democrat Republican Party, like Frank Luntz, say this just gives it to Trump. We shouldn't be overconfident and confident because obviously they've got a lot of tricks up their sleeves, but this was big.
No, I saw that you broke it, and I'm glad that you did because it gave me a little bit more time to kind of analyze this. If you look at the timeline from last weekend to Monday, or over the weekend, on Friday is when the endorsement took place, and you saw the crowd in Arizona. They went absolutely nuts. I've never seen or heard such a ovation of support when RFK came on stage, other than obviously for President Trump. And so I think that was the impetus and the calculus for them to go ahead and arrest Telegram CEO and founder, Pavel Durov, and try to create some sort of a capability to try to silence and censor all free speech platforms. So my answer to that is massive. That endorsement is very massive. Tulsi Gabbard coming in is massive. And if I, using my an analytic skills, I would expect Joe Rogan in short order. He has nowhere to go at this point because he was supportive of Tulsi. He was supportive of RFK Jr., meaning Joe Rogan. He's got nowhere to go. Like I don't see him endorsing Kamala Harris. And I don't see that we're going to allow him to sit this one out because he's such a big voice. He needs to take a side. And I think maybe you'll have a role in maybe convincing Joe Rogan to go ahead and support RFK Jr.'s movement towards supporting Trump in order to save our country.
Well, Joe is very stubborn, and I've been talking to him about it, and I think he's close. I'll just leave it at that, but he makes his own decisions, kind of like Trump, but we'll,
maybe I can step him through the entire deep state, and I can
Joe knows
to him
everything. That's why I've gotten irritated with him before. He knows as much as I do or more, and that's why, but he tries to, use the judo moves on him. But definitely the globalists are scared right now. And in closing, don't you agree they're going to try to kill Trump even more now?
Yeah, he's in the biggest threat. He needs more protection than he's ever had because right now it's basically guaranteed, like you said, that he's going to win because more people are coming on board. So he needs to be protected maximally.
All right, folks, you can find the video of the conference that had Congress people there. I call it congressional hearing, a bunch of Congress people there at Raiklin.com and Ivan Raiklin on X. Thank you, Ivan.
Hey, thanks, Alex. Always.
All right, jam-packed, massive news, so much coming up next hour, and then Tucker Carlson.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95, high-quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Body's, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWarsMD at InfoWarsStore.com.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. $1,000. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system. But sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa here.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we're now into hour number two. Tucker Carlson's coming up the last 30 minutes of the third hour with a lot of analysis and breaking news. I intend to open the phones up this hour and part of the next hour. On the rats leaving the sinking ship, Zuckerberg coming out saying, okay, I did bad things. I censored you. I election meddled. The Democrats told me what to do. I did naughty things. Well, that signifies a lot. I want to get more into that, give me my take. Huge new lies and bizarre gaslighting by Kamala Harris. She was the border czar, then she never was the border czar. Now she built the border wall. Now she's going to build the border wall. She's going to give $150,000 to all illegal aliens. We've got a whole bunch of economic news, a whole bunch of military news. Ukraine's talking about attacking Belarus now. I mean, it could be the October surprise. It's all coming up. But first, a word from Dr. Peter McCullough that everybody should really pay attention to in the world we're in right now. You've actually been a great sponsor of ours. We never even really promoted, but you guys have the best overall large-scale telemedicine operation run by some really professional people you guys hired a few years ago. You didn't come here to do this, but I want to do this. Tell people about OnlineHealthNow.com and tell people about the book. Tell people about some of the amazing packs you've got. And people need to get ahead of this if there is something real they release, which is definitely in the cards. We hope it doesn't happen. It's my view people should be stockpiling things, and they should all be also supporting organizations that are doing this important work.
Well, go to OnlineHealthNow.com. Go to the bookstore and pick up a copy of my book, Courage to Face COVID-19, Preventing Hospitalizations and Deaths While Battling the Biopharmaceutical Complex. This is the only book, Alex, in this genre of COVID-19 that was banned by Amazon for 12 days.
And that's because people will have a blueprint to not get killed by the corrupt medical systems. And not everybody's corrupt. A lot of people are great, but it gives you a roadmap to, and in future operations, to know your rights and to know how to save yourself.
And it gives people insight on who are the perpetrators, Alex, and what are the crimes, which are fraud and mass negligent homicide. Now that leads right into what should we do about this? We're not just complaining about the state of affairs. We've taken actions into our own hands, created the Wellness Company. The Wellness Company, go to OnlineHealthNow.com. That's the portal into the Wellness Company products. The Wellness Company Contagion Kit is the way to protect you and your family against seasonal influenza, avian influenza, COVID-19. Has the drugs that are most effective in good supplies, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, azithromycin, oseltamivir, and budesonide, a terrific value. Couldn't do this at an urgent care.
Oh, when I had COVID and couldn't breathe, believe me, it was real, folks. I've been around. I'm tough. And I mean, I thought I'd been kicked by a horse for about a week. I got on budesonide, and it would just make me feel great for about 5 hours, and then I ran out of it, and it took me a couple days to get some, and I was just in torture till I got it. It saved my dad. It is so important.
It just saved a friend of ours in a hotel room in Chicago. She couldn't breathe, had a severe bronchitis. Thankfully, she had the Wellness Company, the broadest of the kits, the broad emergency medical kit that covers various forms of bacterial bronchitis, has an array of antibiotics, also has antiemetics, things that can handle nausea and vomiting.
And society could break down any time. That's their plan. This is way more important, in my view, than just insurance or anything. You've got to, this is just as important as water filtration, firearms, not as important as relationship with God, but when it comes down to that, you have it in packs, it's easily transportable, everybody should be getting these and giving these as gifts to family that isn't thinking.
These are prescribed to the individual that come with a user guide, telemedicine advice if needed. The medications are safe and effective, proven. Alex, there's a refill program. So once you use a medication in the bottle, take advantage of the refill program. Get a One Wellness membership. That's the top line membership in the Wellness Company that gives free nutraceuticals, gives access to free generic pharmaceuticals, 800 different generics, and the COVID-19 in emergency medical.
So they go to onlinehealthnow.com, and that's the URL, so InfoWars should support. You get a great deal, and you're just awesome, and it's wonderful. There's so many amazing things there.
It is. Well, this company has been a breakthrough. It really is the leader, the vanguard in the Patriot economy. There is a pushback to this global takeover of your personal health freedoms. A wellness company is your way to break out of it, and it's affordable 24/7 and puts you in control.
Absolutely. Onlinehealthnow.com. I wanted to do that because we need to help people and it funds the show.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
Days, 11 hours, 54 minutes, 0 seconds. The most important election in world history. 145 days to inauguration.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
And we are now into hour number two. Tucker Carlson joins us in the last half hour of the third hour. I intend to open the phones up and cover all the news that's breaking and all of these stacks that are so insane in front of me, interspersed with your phone calls. So, we're going to take first-time callers again today. And let's just put 10 on the board, because the call system will take 20-plus calls. Let's get 10 calls on the board. That way, everybody gets on air and interspersed with the news. 10 callers we're going to take on this subject. We're opening the phones up right now. Election 2024. Zuckerberg coming out and saying, yeah, they told me to censor, manipulate the election. I'm not going to lie. And then you have Mayorkas, Ray, Garland, a whole bunch of other ones lying and saying, we don't surveil people. We don't censor. We didn't send illegal orders to take things down. And they're caught red-handed doing it. What do you make of Kamala saying she was the border czar, did a great job? She isn't the border czar 3 weeks ago. Now she is the border czar. She built the wall. She's going to finish the wall using video of Trump's wall. I mean, it's just, it's crazy. It's beyond anything I've ever seen. And then a promise they will keep. California and Oregon give $30,000 free to illegal aliens to get houses. Last week they pledged $130,000. Now it's $150,000. I mean, this is reaching bonker level because they want to entice them to come here and get signed up to be voters. And, of course, she's going to get rid of taxes on tips, even though she's the one that actually came up with a plan to hire 86,000 IRS agents to harass waiters and valet parkers and massage therapists and caddies and maids and everybody else. I mean, and beauticians. And so It's just amazing. We're going to go through those clips. We have the huge Islamic orgy of death. So many knife attacks a day. I can't even keep track of them. All the videos coming out, government arresting people that show the videos. I mean, it is just wild, absolutely wild. Ukraine is saying they might attack Belarus to escalate into full absolute regional war and get NATO involved. RFK, really powerful interview with Tucker that came out last night, talks about how he's open to being CIA director role, reveals who pegged Trump against declassifying JFK assassination files. RFK Jr. on Trump, I'm going to work to get him elected. I've been asked to go on the transition team. New video out, visibly shaken. Joe Biden needed help getting in the SUV. Who's in charge? Who's running things? Everybody's asking. Ongoing cover-ups of the assassination attempt on Trump. Macron going after free speech and X and, of course, Telegram. There is so much we're going to be breaking down here today. News on the economy. Competence Board survey signals weakest labor market since COVID lockdowns, but Biden tells us it's all great. And I've mentioned it, but I haven't gotten into the stack on a whole bunch of states are not moving. They're doing it. They're going in and scanning the voter rolls for illegal aliens, dead people, and people that don't live in the state. And they just took a million plus fake voters off the Texas rolls. And, I mean, look, we saw Ted Cruz only win by like 30-something thousand votes because of the fraud last time. So a million extra voters is a just big deal. And that's just in Texas alone. So the toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539. There it is right there on screen, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. And I would love to speak to you live on air today, 877-789-2539, on the giant, huge subject of election 2024, because the globalists are cornered rats. All the numbers are Trump is going to win by a landslide. They tried to run all their fake polls funded by the Democratic Party on record, just claiming she's way ahead. Those are fake polls. It's come out. But I don't want to be overconfident because they've got at least 10% baked in of election fraud. I mean, I got a whole bunch of states here. Democrats panic after Wisconsin Supreme Court rules Green Party candidate Jill Stein can remain on the ballot in crushing crucial swing state. Dirty Brian Kemp asked Georgia AG if he has the authority to remove courageous Georgia State Election Board members who are implementing election integrity reforms and removing illegal aliens and dead people off the voter rolls. Louisiana, Arizona, Mississippi, even though Arizona's got the lady that was the head of the election board and then became the governor, it's happening there. It's just happening all over the place. And judges are ruling in almost every case the right way. So the worm is turning. That's why Zuckerberg has hit the panic button. And that's why he has come out in, I mean, I could read the letter on air. I read it last night. I posted it on X. It trended number one on X. The story, I guess I could read the letter, but he's all, I didn't know it was wrong. They told me to do it. I thought I had to follow them. They were the government and the FBI and the Democrats in the White House told me to take down hundreds of millions of posts. So I did it. And you know, And I did it on COVID, too, and on the election, and I'm sorry. I really shouldn't have done that. But Mayorkas and Garland, the AG, and the head of the FBI, Ray, they all get up in Congress, seen them over and over again, and said, we don't know anything about that because they control the Justice Department, so they lie in front of Congress. But Zuckerberg doesn't feel like that protection extends to him. Mark Zuckerberg says Meta was pressured by Biden administration to censor COVID-related content in 2021, and he's so sorry. But that's the media diverting off into the COVID part. The real thing is the election meddling. Just in, Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg finally admits Biden-Harris regime pressured him to censor millions of Americans, regrets colluding with the regime. That's a quote. In stunning letter to Congress, Zuckerberg admits Biden-Harris pressured Facebook to censor content on election, on COVID, on it all. Why has he done it? Because he knows whistleblowers are coming out? Because he didn't want a lot of Congress? Or because he's a good boy now? Just in, Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg says he regrets censoring information on behalf of the Biden-Harris regime. It's a little too late for that, Zuck, said Nick Sartor. Meta and Zuckerberg should be held accountable for interfering in our elections. Don't let them off the hook. They knew what they were doing, and they fully expect to get away with it. And here's the letter. And what do they say in the SPARS 2025-2028 war game from a year before they released the virus and all of it? In 2019, it mirrors real-time 2020-2024. How they would respond, how it would come out they killed a bunch of people, how they would say it was an accident, how they would apologize for censoring. They've got all this planned down, but it's not going the way they wanted it to. It's much worse than they thought. To the Honorable Jim Jordan, he writes his apology letter. He knows he's going to be called before them. So I've got a couple of clips of Zuck. Let's play clip 9 first. No, that's a clip. Which clip is that? I got several Zuck clips. It's 6. Here is Zuckerberg back during the whole COVID hysteria, making some of his statements, and then we'll go to Alejandro Mayorkas lying to Congress about the surveillance and censorship of the American people through Facebook and other platforms.
All right. Well, doctor, I strongly agree that we need somewhat of a reset here. You know, as someone running a business, I've said that I believe the best way to improve both public health and economic opportunity in this country is to focus on beating this virus first. And I also have to say, I think you might be
locking you in your house.
Quite generous in your description of the government's response here. I was certainly sympathetic early on when it was clear that there would be some outbreaks, no matter how well we handled this. But you know, now that we're here in July, I just think that it was avoidable, and it's really disappointing that you know we still don't have adequate testing, that the credibility of our top scientists like yourself and the CDC are being undermined. And until recently, that parts of the administration were calling into question whether people should even follow basic best practices like wearing masks.
Now, you said earlier this year that you disbanded the Disinformation Governance Board, which I thought was totally unconstitutional, but that turns out to be at best misleading. That's just the tip of the iceberg in terms of what you're doing. Your own quadrennial review, which was just reported in the press, says that disinformation is going to be the new focus at DHS. The quad review says that DHS plans to target, I'm quoting now, inaccurate information domestically on a wide array of subjects, including, quoting, the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic, the efficacy of COVID-19 vaccines, racial justice, U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan, and the nature of U.S. support for Ukraine. A federal judge has just found as a finding of fact, Mr. Secretary, that your office, and I'm going to quote now, is supervising the nerve center of federally directed censorship. Yep. Here's another email, August 20th, 2021. Facebook writes again to HHS and highlights that Facebook is increasing the strength of our demotions for COVID and vaccine-related content. April 16th, 2021, Rob Flaherty at the White House circulates a Zoom meeting invitation to Twitter employees stating White House staff will be briefed by Twitter on vaccine misinformation. We have example after example of this administration coordinated, apparently, according to a federal court, by your agency, pressuring, coercing social media companies to engage in censorship. Is that constitutional?
That is unequivocally false.
Is what the emails show.
It is unequivocally false, Senator.
You are not pressuring the big tech companies to take down accounts. You are not meeting with them to ask them to censor on your behalf.
That is correct. We are not.
Mr. Secretary, it has been established for years in this country, as you very well know because you're a lawyer, that the federal government may not use private third parties to engage in activities that are unconstitutional. That's exactly what you and this administration are doing. You are leveraging private companies to carry out censorship on your behalf. It's dystopian, but worse than that, it's unconstitutional.
It's also false.
It's also false. The biggest human trafficker of children in modern history, even history, period, probably. So, and of course, in those hearings we covered at the time, they were putting pressure to cover up human trafficking, human smuggling. They were trying to censor articles about kidnapped children. And there he is lying. Nope, we never did that, even though they have all the emails. Total criminal arrogance. Senator Hawley forces Zuckerberg to apologize to families of child exploitation victims in big tech hearing. I remember that. That was in January of this year. All right, I want to go to your phone calls on election 2024 and all the bizarre behavior and possible black swans. And the Republicans are doing a pretty good job with an army of 300,000+ poll watchers, and a whole bunch of states have been going through the election rolls and kicking millions of illegals and others off of it, dead people off of it, people out of district off of it. I mean, there's some real movements here. We're seeing a lot of exciting things. I got to be positive about stuff, but that's what makes it so dangerous for the New World Order, and that's what makes them so incredibly apt to do even more wild crap. So what will that be? That's another question I pose to the listeners as the phones are loaded up here, and I'm getting all your names, so I can go to you here in just a moment. But here is Glenn Beck with Tucker Carlson, who's joining us in the next hour, talking about who's in control. You know, that's, of course, we ask that, and we have to ask it over and over again because we know Biden's on, ended one vacation, is now on another 9-day vacation. He's like worked one day in the last 3 weeks or so. That was at the DNC last Monday. We have Kamala doesn't know what planet she's on, hasn't done one real interview, reads off a teleprompter. Who's in control? Well, the deep state, the council, the bureaucracy, and they're globalists, and they're out to get us. They've dissolved our borders. So here's Tucker asking the most important question.
Look at what's happening over in Europe with their illegal problem, or their refugees, and how the governments over there are responding to the people. And you see, it's exactly the same problems. It's exactly the same laws, the same responses, the same media response. And then you know that Joe Biden is incapable. Who the hell has been the president? Who is running this country?
Well, and what you're seeing around the world is really not around the world. It's just in traditionally West. Christian countries.
Yes.
It's in the West. Yes. It's in Christendom. It's not happening in Asia. It's not happening in Singapore. It's not happening in Lagos, Nigeria. It's not happening, of course, in China or Japan. These are still ethnostates. No one can test their right to be that. But it's happening in the historic homeland of Christianity from Scandinavia, really all the way to Hungary and Central Europe has covered the border. They held the line. But everywhere else, Ireland, I mean, what did Ireland do to deserve this? But the same thing is happening everywhere. And you think, well, is this a conspiracy? Is it a manifestation of spiritual war? That's my conclusion. You know, I have no real evidence, but I don't see another explanation that makes sense. I don't know, but it's all happening at once. It's, as you said, exactly the same thing. It's much bigger than just, you know, the refugee agencies pushing people in because they're liberal and the media supporting them because they're liberal too. This is the end of a civilization. And like, why? Why would you want to destroy that civilization, which they are doing, and probably to the point where it kind of can't be fixed in any recognizable form, because demographics really is kind of the core question of a society. Who lives in the country? That's the basic question. And I don't know. I guess this is a very long answer to a short question, but I just would sum it up by saying it's so big, it's so bewildering, it's so distressing that it's kind of shut my brain down, and I'm only now trying to figure out, you know, what do you do? How do you respond?
And it's a fact. They're importing third world populations that have no history of freedom, who are put on government assistance right away and inducted into the system. And that's how you end the 500-year Renaissance experiment out of the Netherlands, out of the UK today, that was England and Scotland and Ireland. And you just bring in people that don't have any history of that who will roll over and accept it. Now, some wake up and join us, but that's why the enemy's doing it. It's the same program against every Western country, because if people aspire to an open, free nation with security and the right to defend yourself and religious freedom, that doesn't fit into the new corporate, new world order, divide and conquer situation. That's why we have to be destroyed. And look at this headline. Canadian pastor convicted of criminal harassment for protesting peacefully drag queen event targeting children. This is satanic. This is spiritual. National Guard officer who shared Christian beliefs removed from command in Idaho. Do a video how you support Christianity, you're gone. I have hundreds of these, literally, that I see every few days. And then just let radical Muslims in to chop, steal, murder, rape, do whatever they want. I have a huge stack of videos on that and articles. All right, let's start going to the phone calls. We're going to go to David, Mary, Joseph, Sean, Corn Pop, David, Mike, Sean, Jake, Mary, and Robert. Those will be the calls today. And we'll get to all of you ahead of Tucker Carlson. David in Indiana, retired Homeland Security. He wants to talk about election and impox incoming. Now, give us your view.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. First-time caller got right through. The topic is exactly what you said, impox. I retired from Homeland Security about 6 years ago. After that, I opened up a small trucking company just to keep my work going. And yesterday, my phone blew up with a request for help in Laverne, Tennessee. Laverne, Tennessee is home to Cardinal Healthcare's or Health System's new facility, and they're pumping out the monkeypox vaccination there and sending it all over the country. It's going from Laverne directly to Memphis, Tennessee, and to Indianapolis, being put on aircraft and shipped all over the country at a record pace. And I think, again, like the COVID scare, and as you've covered many times in your show, that this is going to be, and maybe a combination of COVID and monkeypox, is going to be the next big scare. And keeping people from the polls, keeping people in their homes, forcing them to take a vaccination to keep their job or to go to work or to buy groceries or whatever it might be. And the listeners and people who aren't listeners yet need to be aware of this. And do not let the fake media and the scare tactics work again, because they're gearing it up. It started yesterday. I've got direct firsthand information about this, and it is coming.
Well, I've seen the reports, and I had a big emergency manager on Friday. We're going to get him back on, and he does stuff for the federal government, state government, local governments, corporations, and for Trump. And I've interviewed him before. He's at a big company. And he said they're getting the infrastructure ready for a lockdown, civil unrest, civil emergency. That's a politically correct term for martial law. And they are saying something huge is coming. The WEF villain Schwab says it's coming. And with 69 days left, we're seeing the ads put in newspapers all over the country for record levels of nurses and doctors. And so, yes, they're gearing up. The UN 2 weeks ago declared an mpox emergency. They're not calling it monkeypox because they tried that 2.5 years ago. And so they're definitely making the moves, whether it's just a way to steal money and they're gearing up behind the scenes quietly and they're not going to do it. That remains to be seen. But they also already tried the bird flu, tried to put everybody in hazmat suits to be around cows or chickens, and tried to turn the PCR test up to claim they were finding bird flu everywhere, and they weren't, and there weren't any deaths, there weren't any illnesses in humans. It was all lies the last 6 months. But they could release a new, more deadly strain. So specifically, without giving away, you know, your customers or what you're doing, what with your trucking company, being former Homeland Security, you knew what to see. Were they specifically telling you, or how much can you tell us of why you know they're gearing up?
Well, it was from 1 minute to the next, Alex. It's like, yes, you know, the day before yesterday, this wasn't on the radar at all. All of a sudden yesterday, my phone is blowing up like yours does at call time with, can you help us? Can you send more trucks? Can you send more drivers? Can you do this? And it was now it's for the next 3 to 4 days and into next week. So they must be pumping out a large volume of this. And to your point, they are calling it the mpox vaccination as well, not the monkeypox.
Okay, so they're specifically telling you that you're going to be shipping monkeypox vaccine around the country.
Yes, specifically it'll go onto our trucks, to the airports, and then onto cargo aircraft, possibly for worldwide distribution or at least to throughout the country.
Well, the fact that you've got to have hardcore sexual contact and 99% are homosexual men just shows what a red herring this is. But the UN wouldn't declare an emergency for no reason. Interesting points, David. Anything else?
No, that's it, man. I just appreciate your time on the air, and I've learned a lot. And I do use your products as well. I really like the vitamin C with rose hips and the zinc infusion. I'm glad it's back on the shelves again. I'll be ordering. So thanks. God bless America. God bless you, Alex. And
thank you,
luck.
David.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWars MD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com. Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful body's formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones. Coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Despite the fact they lied about everything concerning the origins of COVID and the poison shots, they're definitely trying to bring back COVID, monkeypox, and bird flu, and God knows what else, right before the election. And I've got a bunch of articles about Democrat towns doing lockdowns and masks again and doing it for mosquitoes as Bill Gates releases them in Massachusetts. I mean, it's just so transparent when you're awake. But for people that aren't awake, they just buy it hook, line, and sinker. Did you hear? The government wants to protect us. The government's run by Bill Gates. Corn pop in Maine on the 2024 election. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex, man, first-time caller. You're the last person from InfoWars that I haven't talked to, so I'm just happy to talk to you. The first caller, I think, ties into what I think is going to happen with the 2024 election. I don't think they're going to allow it to happen. I think once they, I mean, everyone, obviously, everyone's just, no one's voting for Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris is literally stealing Trump's entire platform. I mean, even to the point to where if J.D. Vance was talking about how he missed the phone call from Trump to say, hey, listen, I'm picking you as my VP. I mean, they even stole that story.
So where do you think it's going?
I think that I don't think they're going to allow the election to happen. I think that the closer we get to the election and the more that they see people are awaking, the more they see people coming to Team Trump. I mean, you just had Tulsi Gabbard last night. You got RFK now saying that he is going to do everything he can to get Trump elected. You know, the more they see this happening and the more they see that they can't stop it, nothing can stop what is coming. I mean, they're not going to allow this election to happen. I think that's what we need to start getting our
head
around.
What do you think the different crises are they're going to try to create? Because Klaus Schwab says black swans are coming.
I think that's definitely going to be one of them. I think the banks crashing is going to be, I mean, what do you do to really affect people? You take away their money. And once that happens, they want civil unrest. They've done everything they could to try to get civil war. They've done, you know, everything they could to make us hate each other, and that hasn't worked. What will work? When you wake up one morning and you cannot go to your bank account and get your money out, you want people to get mad? That's how they're going to piss everybody off.
Absolutely. I'm sorry. Somebody walked in the studio and was talking to me. Yeah, I mean, look, brother, you're dead on about that, and I really, really appreciate you calling into the show. Let's go ahead and go to Joseph in Colorado.
How you doing, Alex? Long-time listener. Glad to finally talk to you. I've talked to Owen and Harrison before. They're both great. I was thinking about what you were saying about Mark Zuckerberg earlier, and the rumor is that his new AR glasses product is really, really good. So I was thinking maybe what's going on is that he's thinking about having his Steve Jobs moment, and he's trying to kind of backtrack and look at himself in a new perspective, and this is why he's talking about the Trump photo where he's holding up his fist under the flag and all of that. But who knows?
I just have this feeling of urgency here where I am sitting back with 69 days left and we have total criminals in control that stole the election. They're trying to put everybody in prison that opposes them, that are starting World War III. And I look at the constituency of the Democrats with all the lies they're told. Don't they remember she was the border czar? And then she said she wasn't the border czar 3 weeks ago, and now she is the border czar, and she's using videos of Trump's wall saying she's going to build a wall. I mean, if you were trying to create a satire novel about the most ridiculous liars ever, like a comedy, a dark comedy, you would do stuff like this. I mean, this is just, it's beyond insane. And every time I think, Joseph, that they can't intensify it anymore, they get crazier.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think people are waking up to what's going on. I mean, I read The Great Awakening from a library online app, and I thought it was a great book. And the more that I listen to people and see how they behave, it seems like we're all kind of getting into this harmony where even though some of us are agnostics and monotheists and atheists, we're still understanding that either God is a being or a force, and whatever you think about that, that He's guiding us, and that ultimately there's nothing new under the sun, and the old world order always wins. And, you know, God forgives all sins. So however you look at that, it's bringing us together and hopefully carrying us away from a lost election and a civil war.
That's right. You've got to admit that there is evil in the world that works through humans, and it's, you know, it's like a pep rally. You go there, you get excited, rah, rah, rah. You go somewhere at a hospital, you get depressed with a bunch of sick people. There's energy in the universe, and we have to choose what energy we're deciding to be part of. Whether you believe in God or not, God believes in you. I appreciate the call, Joseph. Great points. Mike in Virginia, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I've been thinking about this war game a little bit. Even after everything they try, and they fail. They go all the way through, and Trump is elected. What happens then? I'm wondering if they would dust off their plans that they had during 2020, if it even won, and have a stand-up out west somewhere and swear in Paris and say that they are the legitimate government, and then maybe use that to try to usher in the North America Union by breaking off all the blue states to include New York, where the UN headquarters are. And then the UN comes in and recognizes them as the legitimate government. And then they wake up all their 4 or 5 million illegals that are probably trained as soldiers and stand them up as a UN army to protect this new North America Union member.
Well, stay there. Don't hang up, Mike, because I want to get your response back from Virginia. And let me just say that when I first got on air 30-plus years ago, I had always heard from former top generals and FBI agents and CIA people and the books I read that there was a plan to put UN troops in America. And then Kissinger talked about it openly before, saying if there was an outside threat, we would accept UN troops in Los Angeles. And there was State Department Memorandum 7277 put out in 62, a plan to disarm the people and the police and have an international peacekeeping force in every major nation. And the UN's already done that in more than 60 countries I can list. But I still thought they'll never get away with that. And the good old boys are like, I see a blue helmet, that's it. But instead, it's UN control over our medicine, UN control over our borders through the treaties and through the agreements that Trump got us off of, but that Biden put us back on. That's how the UN comes, with the regulations, with the central bank digital currencies. But then in the last year, we've seen a whole bunch of Democrats, just in the last few weeks we've seen them and played the clips here, members of Congress, UN envoys, say, we want UN troops and NATO troops in America during the next pandemic, and we're going to arrest our political opposition. And we're not going to allow them to speak out against it. That's them openly saying that. And then the former head of Google, and he's the head of Alphabet, Eric Schmidt, comes out last week and says we need to have NATO in the military, not just counter disinformation, but go after people. So, yes, if the Democrats control the blue cities through election fraud, and they bought up a lot of the farmland, and they've got all this, and then they've got all this third world population they brought in that they control through the cell phones, and through the government grants they've given them, they're on their payroll. They could very easily, and Senator Blumenthal's in his legislation to do this, claim Trump's illegitimate, create a new Congress, which they wargamed in 2000 in the New York Times with John Podesta, saying that the DNC wargamed having their own, as you just said, inauguration, saying Trump's illegitimate, and then now Jamie Raskin saying they're going to have a civil war and say Trump's illegitimate, and have their own government. He said that 2 weeks ago. We played the clip about 10 times at least or more. So, yeah, they're really fantasizing about this. And they said before the 2000 election, 2 months before, it looked like Trump won. It's a red mirage, not a red wave. We will supply the amount of ballots we need after that, the days after. And Pelosi said that as well. So they telegraphed to their minions the crimes they're going to commit as part of the confidence game. And so you're dead on about that. And so we have to really discuss the fact that they're pushing the idea of UN troops, or at least a UN blessing on the Blue Cities paramilitaries in America to break the country up. And we have the UN suing the federal government when Trump was in over stopping people at the border. And so, yeah, this is really going on. And the UN invades countries all the time with another multinational force. And so that's what NATO does. So absolutely, Russia and the U.S. are targets of the globalists to be taken down. If the globalists can run America, they'll use it to dominate the world. But if they're about to lose America, they will do anything, including starting a nuclear war with Russia or doing power outages or cyber attacks, and it's all on the table, and they say it's all imminent, and that black swans will save their new world order. So that's where we are, and it's crazy, and it's bizarro to have to actually war game this, but this is something that really is on the table. So let me ask you, what do you think we do about this?
Well, that is a really, really, really good question. I mean, they've got their force, you know, millions of military-age men in the country already. They're condoning it. They've implemented it. It's the perfect time. The only way they could bring something like that in is under great stress and strife in the country, and they're creating it. As far as the country as whole, just, you know, everybody paying attention to what's going on, but being active in your community and getting your circle in and taking care of your area and
warning people ahead of time that this is really in the cards and really a real scenario. And again, they'll cut off the power in many areas, they'll cut off your banking, and then they plan to hold everybody hostage till they capitulate to the new unified global central bank digital currency ledger. You'll still have dollars, but digitally it'll all be pegged to that, and they're going to try to jump the train off the tracks we're on because the rail's running out onto this new track, and so that's how they plan to make us capitulate. Black Lives Matter, Antifa, the Islamists rioting, the military-age men. Absolutely. This is a fifth-generational war. We're already in World War III, and the average person doesn't even know who the enemy is. Great call. Thank you so much for bringing up this key topic, sir, because it really is something we've got to deal with, because the establishment, the enemy of the people, the globalists, their media is openly pre-programming all of this like they're actually going to do it. And I find it hard to believe, personally. It's so over the top, but isn't 37 or 35 million dead from the shots over the top? Insurance actuaries? Isn't giant human trafficking and giant child smuggling and the government killing DNA testing at the border with people that aren't with their own kids? I mean, just we have a supervillain government at the top. They're supervillains that make cartoon supervillains look like sweetie pies. I mean, we're up against organized, all-out power grab evil. David in Florida, thanks for holding her on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Good to talk to you. How you doing, sir?
I'm all right. Talking to you. I love it. Go ahead.
Hey, yeah, all good calls. Hey, wow.
Yeah, that's a hard one to follow.
yeah. But, hey, you know what? I got two words, but God.
That's right. Look at how God put his finger on the scale and turned Trump's head. Exactly. We just pray to God.
God is going to use Trump. Trump's given us all these comms, man. Just the other day, what did he say about deputizing hundreds of thousands? That gentleman's talking about U.N. troops. Look at our army that we have in this country if we needed to activate it, meaning all of us. You know what I mean?
And that's right. And then we'll have governors and attorney generals and the president on our side, and we will just simply go into the power plants and go into the corporate facilities that the globalists have seized, and we will just remove them legally and lawfully.
God's going to move his mighty hand here shortly, Alex. I think we all know that, all of us believers.
You can feel it. I think the hand's already moving. The dam's already... Eddie Bravo and I and Rogan were on the phone the other night, and and Eddie was like, is the dam breaking? And I said, Eddie, the dam already broke.
Yeah. Well, there's no question about it. I don't know if you listen to any of the modern-day prophets, but, you know, you got to watch who you listen to, of course, but there's a couple really good ones that I think are definitely being you know, because the Bible says that God's going to speak through his prophets. You know, that's how he speaks to us. And I think, you know, I know you wouldn't consider yourself one, and you're probably right, but I think you definitely are. But several of them that are, they're all in agreement here about something big coming down here. And, you know, I don't know if you ever heard of Julie Green. I think she's very accurate. I think God is definitely speaking to her.
I haven't, but I'll try to get her on the show. I had that fella on who 6 months before they tried to kill Trump literally described it perfectly. And then he goes down to his knees bloodied, it hits him in the ear, comes back up, and is born again even stronger.
Well, we're in that time, Alex, you know that, and something, because this evil is so entrenched right now that we're not going to be able to do this. You know, God's not going to abandon us. There's no way he's going to abandon us.
Well, we've got to pray, you know? We've got to have courage, we've got to fight peacefully. And then God will take us the rest of the way. You're absolutely right, and I appreciate your powerful call. Thank you, David. Great calls. Let's talk to Jake in Florida, then Mary, and then Sean. Jake, welcome.
Hey, God hates cowards, Alex.
He does.
That's one of the most powerful things you ever told me, probably, but I wanted to go on
that's, I think
thing.
That's in the Bible but in different ways. Guys, type in Bible verse, God hates cowards. It says a little bit better than I say it, but that's a paraphrase. Go ahead.
I love it. But Zuckerberg, he isn't, you know, just some UFC bro that's like you and I, and all of a sudden, I'm seeing the light, and all, you know, I've censored the whole country, helped kill thousands, hundreds of thousands, maybe even millions. And people forgot he just started Threads to try and thwart X and bankrupt it while it was just getting started. You know, he hates free speech. So while free speech is still vigilant, barely, right now, on these other apps, it makes his apps useless for information.
Oh, yeah, he wasn't
useless.
Pressured. He raised $455 million to steal the 2020 election with the fake database of names for the mules to stop the drop boxes. No, he wasn't pressured. He loves it.
This is like, I mean, it makes his app like CNN. Well, you know, it's like what happened with Tucker with Fox News. When free speech was still on there, he was the most popular person on all of news. Everyone went to him. Then he was silenced and pretty much kicked out. And that's why X has been becoming so more, you know, popular right now, because everyone's coming to it because it's the last beacon of free speech.
It's absolutely exploding. And people say, well, Elon isn't perfect. All I know is he's devastating the globalists, and I'm reaching tens of millions a day on there, and we are having a giant effect. God bless you. Since you mentioned God hates cowards, there's a lot of verses that basically say it. This is English Standard Version, Revelation 21:8. But as for the cowardly, the faithless, the detestable, as for murderers, the sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars, the portion will be in the lake that burns with the fire and sulfur, which is the second death. I think that means God hates cowards. First, it says cowards. First, God hates cowards. Sean in Missouri, thank you for holding. You're on the air worldwide.
Good day, General Jones.
Welcome.
Hey, for the last 3 years, it's really been on my heart that until the people recognize the foundation of reality and pursue right standing, God's standing will continue. And we've been divided ideologically. The theory of evolution has been pushed on our people for so many generations that we've lost sight of the evidence that confirms the reality of God and the legitimacy of Jesus Christ. And that issue has led us to a point where a significant, sizable minority in this country is condoning the normalization of gender dysphoria. That's what the dominant faction of the Democratic Party is pushing for. That should disqualify any person who would identify as a Democrat for contention for any political office, because your gender is fundamental to being and cognition. We don't need to have higher level conversations with these people when they can't handle basic human biology, as far as that we are male and female from birth. How can you handle higher order things when your house is so disorderly ideologically that you can't accept reality?
That's exactly it. The globalists create a litmus test that two men can have a baby, that you can chop a boy's penis off and he becomes a girl. You can give somebody hormones, they become a girl or a boy. If you will accept that there aren't X and Y chromosomes, I mean, in the 90s, Bill Guy, the science guy, I've shown these videos, had science shows for kids explaining X and Y chromosomes, boys and girls. They removed those out of the old shows and put them back on PBS. They're literally teaching there aren't X and Y chromosomes. They're teaching 2 + 2 doesn't equal 4. I remember hearing Limbaugh 30 years ago say they're going to get rid of regular math. I thought he was making it up. Now we're 15 years into this and Common Core. It's absolutely insane. Thank you so much for the call. All right. We're going to start the next hour. There's a bunch of military news, economy news. I haven't gotten into Kamala and the states finding millions of illegals voting and others pulling it off. I've mentioned it, but I want to drill into this. Tucker's on the last 30 minutes with just some news updates and some breaking stuff. And then, of course, we go into the fourth hour here today. But we took some calls. I'm going to try to every day work in some calls at least during 1 hour. And I promise, coming up on some of the other shows this week, I'm going to probably clear the decks of some guests and just do 3-4 hours of calls. We'll do an X Spaces as well. I'm going to come in Saturday. We'll probably do a big live show. When I say commercial free, we'll have a few breaks here and there, a few promos, but we're going to go, shoot, maybe we should go 4 hours Saturday? Because I haven't done a Saturday show in a while because we've been doing late nights and DNC and all the rest of it, but I love doing those commercial free shows. And people love them as well. They get tens of millions of views. So look for that. I'm very thankful to all the viewers, all the listeners, all the supporters. You're the reason we're still here. And the globalists hate it. They tried to put me in prison. They tried to sue me out of existence. But because you've stood with us, we are still here. So please continue to support the broadcast. We're about to start the next hour. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out the InfoWars MD line of products. They're discounted. They're amazing. The CBD gummies, the CBD tincture, 1,000-milligram tincture, high quality, doesn't get you high, doesn't make you tired, just makes you relaxed, anti-inflammatory. InfoWars MD line has so many other great products at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. The Nitric Boost is back in stock discounted. The vitamin C, 1,000-milligram with rose hips and zinc. The Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. We're about to sell out a Vitamin Mineral Fusion. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to go to break, come back, and I'm going to just blitz through news and a bunch of clips that I haven't gotten to yet. But I want to first remind you that going into this crisis, you need water filtration, air filtration, firearms, know how to use them, and you need to be able to communicate. Here's a message on that. But water filtration, firearms, food, that's all great. But if you don't have communications, I would say communications is just as important as water filtration, or self-defense. And, you know, your wife works across town or maybe another city, your husband does. In the world we're going into, you gotta get these things. They're easy to use, but you gotta start using them so you're proficient. Or, you know, your kids are in college, or, you know, you've got a teenager in school. Imagine, you know, terrorists hit, they're blowing things up, the grid goes down. You could just be 20 miles away, and it could take you a week to, you might have to walk home, folks. And you've got to have rally points. You've got to get ready. And I'm preaching to myself right now because I'm now getting with my family doing this.
And if all your systems were to go down, you should still have a place that's going to be a check-in or check-in board and a meeting location that your family knows exactly how and where they're going to go.
Oh, exactly. And I'm admitting I've not done... I've done 1% of what I should, and that's more than most of the public. Now is the time with 74 days out. And here's the bottom line. Everything is in stock right now, and that's not usually the case. They have really massively bought to have this. And as soon as the general public starts figuring out about this, and there's already giant demand with governments and private corporations, this stuff is going to go quick. You want to go to InfoWarsPhone.com. You want to check these products out, and you want to get ready. And like you said, the phone's worthless if you don't have the solar panel system, and it's all very affordable, the best deals you're going to get at InfoWarsPhone.com.
Listen, Ukraine, when Ukraine popped off, the phones were backed up for almost 9 months. Why? Because Ukraine, the military, all those guys came in and just picked them all off the shelf. So there was almost a 9-month delay or back order on it. I'm not here to sell it. It's just that when those things go off, what happens? Can't get ammo. Ammo goes through the roof, right? You remember those shortages? Toilet paper, right? But as soon as this thing pops off and your communication's down, you're not going to get a sat phone. At that time, it's game over. It's game over for a secure phone if you're trying to keep people from tracking you.
Nitric Boost, Turmeric 95, high-quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula? Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Body's, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week. It's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Tucker Cross is coming up about 25 minutes from now, 30 minutes from now. I got a lot of news to cover. To float a battleship around. I just want to be out on a dock fishing, listening to Lynyrd Skynyrd. Doesn't that sound good, folks? All right. I'm kind of at a loss for words, not because I don't have a lot of news to cover. I'm just sitting here looking at all this, and it is just absolutely insane. You know, the good news is RFK Jr. is coming out, and now he's got everybody copping him, Cornel West, you name it, about the danger of endocrine disruptors. That's what bends gender and causes all these health problems by design with what's been put in the food supply, what the FDA's authorized. So when you talk about abolishing the FDA, people go, oh, my God, it protects us. No, it doesn't. It sits there and says they can give you poison shots and that atrazine can be in all the water supply. The allowable level massively manipulates and lowers testosterone and screws up babies. But then we've got the political angle to all of this. And that's the fact you look at Walls, who's an admitted Chinese communist agent, and you've got Trudeau in Canada saying he wants a dictatorship like Xi Jinping and all his affiliations with Xi Jinping. Then you see these type of articles. Chinese communists reportedly infiltrated Canada's federal election in 2021, records show. And they gave the communist Chinese weaponized viruses. I mean, they're literally foreign spies, ladies and gentlemen. And the foreign spies have you arrested if you peacefully protest pedophile drag queen story time. But that's Canada and America. National Guard officers who shared Christian beliefs were removed from command in Idaho. So see, that's what we're dealing with here, is people that are consciously trying to undermine our morals to make us easily controllable. And you look at their constituents, the Bible talks about people that are under Satan's control being lost. The devil is their shepherd. And look at this headline, major study, Zero Hedge reports, 3/4 of Democrat voters don't know what any of Kamala Harris's policies are. A new poll has found that around 3/4 of Democrat voters have no clue what Kamala Harris' positions on key political issues are. The survey conducted by Media Research Center found that over 70% of registered Democrats, as well as independents, said they either had not heard of Harris's positions or were unsure on 10 different issues. Well, if you want to know her issues and her policies and her stances, look at Joe Biden, because the same puppeteers that control the marionettes that are Biden and Harris are the people in control. And we know who they are. We've done whole shows on the bureaucracy and the bipartisan special interest. And Trump scares them because he's a populist beachhead into what they're doing. We got to join hundreds of stations that don't carry the first 5 minutes. We have a 1-minute break here. And then we're going to get into all the latest on Kamala. And it is just whopper after whopper after whopper after whopper. And then we've got a bunch of election news and economy news that ties into all that. And ahead of Tucker joining us, I don't usually do this just because there's so much of it. It's like if you just show two or three of them, you're kind of watering it down. I see without looking. Let's not exaggerate. 20 clips a day of Muslims stabbing people to death. And then if you show this in Europe, they arrest you. So I kind of have a responsibility to show it. I've got like six or seven clips I sent the crew today. And I kind of feel bad. I'm like, well, there's about 10 others I could have sent. Well, so we're going to get to that, too. Because Big Brother doesn't want you to see it. We're going to show it. Follow me on X at Real Alex Jones.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The InfoWars.com studios. It's Alex Jones. I used to be such a sweet, sweet thing till they got a hold of me.
I opened doors for little old ladies. I help the blind to see. I got no friends cause they read the papers. They can't be seen with me. And I'm getting real shot down, and I'm feeling mean.
No more Mr. Nice Guy. No more Mr. Clean. No more Mr. Nice Guy. They say he's sick. He's
all right, Tucker's popping in at the bottom of the hour. About to mention some of this, but now let's plow into it. Three-quarters of Democrat voters don't know what any of Kamala Harris's policies are in a major poll by the Media Research Center. That's the perfect idiots. But if you want to know, if you're a leftist and have been a useful idiot and don't want to be a schmuck anymore, a sucker, a mark, what you've seen for 4 years is their policies. Inflation, open borders, free stuff for illegal aliens as their new voters, nothing for you. Veterans on the streets, old people thrown on nursing homes. Because the funding's being diverted to illegal aliens. Kids' after-school programs canceled because the illegal aliens move into the gym. All up from Massachusetts to Illinois. To blue cities in Texas. Failed borders are Kamala Harris now vows to build Trump's wall. After presiding over the worst illegal immigration crisis in U.S. history, failed borders are Kamala Harris has now pledged to spend hundreds of millions of dollars to build a wall on the southern border. A plan she called un-American during the Trump administration. According to Axios, which calls the latest example of Harris flip-flop on her passive positions, Harris is now embracing a more hawkish immigration policy of the Trump campaign, while the Trump campaign spends tens of millions of dollars on attack ads over the Biden-Harris administration's failed border policies. They're now saying officially they're going to build a wall. She's running TV ads saying she built a wall. But we have Kamala Harris famously, in a short compilation, it can be a lot longer if we wanted it to be, saying that a border wall is absolutely evil. Here it is.
This issue is about a vanity project for this president.
Right.
And it is a problem of his own making.
Right.
And listen, when I travel this country, folks have plenty enough problems that they need their president to focus on,
you know what,
instead of a wall that, by the way, because I was a prosecutor for many years, including the Attorney General of California, I specialize on transnational criminal organizations.
Yeah.
That wall ain't gonna stop them.
No.
Especially when you pay them to come across. A little hyena going there. Good God.
You don't need to build a wall. This is a crisis of his own making. And by definition, just plain speak,
that laugh
basic
is like
English language
it's
definition,
marks your territory.
It is not an emergency. What's going to end up happening is that he will end up, without any question, if he proceeds, we're going to be looking at a situation where, in particular, homeowners and landowners in places like New Mexico and Texas are probably going to look at government taking their land. We're looking
he shut
at
the border down to almost
resources,
nothing.
Being focused again on the president's vanity project instead of focused on real national security issues. It's the president's vanity project. You know, I mean, listen, if we deconstruct, get the pun, deconstruct wall. if we deconstruct the issue, let's be clear. And again, let's just point to the facts. And the evidence and the data and
what an idiot.
The fact is that we are not facing a crisis. The crisis we're facing is a crisis of leadership. That's the crisis. That's the crisis. And a wall won't cure that. And a wall won't cure that.
He talks about this wall. I always say, let me know how high it is. If it's 25 feet, then I'll invest in the 30-foot ladder.
All right. Talk about vanity project. What about a rape project? California and other states have huge problems with men getting women pregnant by raping them and having sex with them in the prisons. And her project is to pay to have those men's penises cut off so they can be put in prisons with women. I mean, that's like something out of a Charlie Manson acid trip. Here it is.
When I was Attorney General, I learned that the California Department of Corrections, which was a client of mine, I didn't get to choose my clients.
Right, a client of the Attorney General.
A client of the Attorney General, right. Of the Office of Attorney General, that they were standing in the way of surgery.
For prisoners.
For prisoners. And there was a specific case, and when I learned about the case, I worked behind the scenes to not only make sure that that transgender woman got the services she was deserving. So it wasn't only about that case. I made sure that they changed the policy in the state of California so that every transgender inmate in the prison system would have access to the medical care that they desired and need. And I believe it was not only, I know it was historic in California, but I believe actually it may have been one of the first, if not the first in the country, where I pushed for that policy. In a Department of Corrections.
It's hard to get creepier than that. Insane. California Democrats are now pushing a bill to provide over, it's $150,000, in taxpayer-funded down payments on homes for illegal aliens grants. Oregon already gives $30,000 free. Here's Fox News reporting.
Stuart, that is what Democrats are trying to ram through Sacramento right now. It's basically a program that subsidizes qualified illegal immigrants to up to $100,000 each to buy a home. So the program is called the California Dream for All program. It's created to help middle and income home buyers. Now, initially, the program required residents to be here legally, either a U.S. citizen or a legal permanent resident. But last week, Assembly Democrats overrode Republican opposition, changing that eligibility to say this: an applicant who meets the requirements for a loan under the Home Purchase Assistance Program shall not be disqualified by the agency based solely on the applicant's immigration status.
The social and economic benefits of homeownership should be accessible to everyone, regardless of immigration status.
So the program provides first-time buyers with a zero-interest loan up to 20% of a home's purchase price. On a median-priced home in California, that's about $150,000 cash up front for each buyer with their down payment and help with closing costs. So far this year, the program cost taxpayers about $255 million to help about 2,000 buyers. The bill is sponsored by a prominent Latino rights group with close ties to Vice President Harris.
All right, and now we've got the news on the debates. She's refused to do the Fox debate. She wants a rigged ABC debate. And all Trump said is, I want to be fair. I want to be able to agree on what's done. They said no. Now, this next piece of Kamala news, I want to say viewer discretion is advised. I don't like seeing something like this. It's terrible. It's very hard to watch. I've already watched it twice, so when I play it, I'm not going to look at it again because it hurts the soul. But Kamala Harris, when she was the attorney general in California, what, just like 8 years ago, she prosecuted a bunch of undercover Christian journalists who got undercover videos of the abortuary saying we keep babies alive that are 8, 9 months old, and we even sell their beating hearts, and we sell them to universities and research laboratories. That's living babies. They hand them over. That's come out. It also has been done in Pennsylvania and other states. They passed laws in New York to keep them alive, and you saw the Virginia governor famously say, well, we decided to not resuscitate the baby, which is a different legal term than it died. You perform CPR. No, they just say we're not calling it a human, and now we're going to keep it alive until we get all the organ harvesting companies ready, and then they butcher the baby and make sure the parts are fresh. I'm going to play the governor bragging about it of Virginia at the time, keep the babies comfortable on TV. Okay? And he's a former surgeon that did this. So she then prosecuted them and gave them long prison sentences for exposing something illegal. It was illegal to do that. California has not passed a law yet to do this. They just do it. And they control the prosecutors, like her, the attorney general, so they got away with it. So I'm going to show you a short 49-second video of the 8-and-a-half-month-old baby, its little sweet face, chopped up, and its body parts sold with audio. Play it. Stand up for the babies. Who's going to stand up for you? What kind of world do you really want to live in? And now in Canada, the Netherlands, and France, and other countries, they're euthanizing people that are mentally ill, that are wards of the state. The state's in control of them and is murdering them. Or people that are just depressed. Or people that are vaccine damaged. It is beyond evil. And I do apologize for showing that, but it's the right thing to do. I'm still sad I have to show that, but we have to face these evils to stop these evils. It's that simple. And it's something that we have to face. And a lot of you harden your hearts because you've been involved in abortions. If you didn't know what you were doing, God's touched your heart and you feel bad about it, just repent and ask God to heal you and for forgiveness and ask the child to forgive you. And it'll lift a great weight off your shoulders. I know because I've been involved in abortions when I was up till about 18 and lied to myself and said it isn't really a person. Now, it was always done early, and I'm not saying that makes it any better, but it's something that weighed on me greatly, and I had a lot of darkness in my life till I really found Christ for real. I was brought up a Christian and thought I was a Christian, but it was a process of a lot of prayer and you know, that removed that from me, and I felt the spiritual weight lifted about 3 years into fighting the globalists. And I've told that story before, but it was amazing. No more darkness, no more fear, just like the song. Let's go out to break. Break's like 12 minutes away, but from the start, let's play about 2 minutes of I Saw the Light by Hank Williams. Because that really says it all. And I hope people out there that aren't totally given over to evil can find the light again and see the light again. I don't know if I sent you this clip. It may be on the list, but I missed it. I know I thought I sent it this morning. See if you can get it. In Wokeness, I reposted it on X. The Democrats will probably call for this nice old lady to be euthanized to make way for the invaders who just so happen to be the Democrats' new voters. Remember, Canada is already euthanizing healthy citizens. 96-year-old woman who will be evicted from her California senior living facility as illegals receive $150,000 to purchase homes. You say, well, get rid of her. She's old. Who's going to stand up for you? By taking care of the old, we build infrastructure. When you don't take care of people, you have less infrastructure. Being moral creates a good society. We have unlimited resources, but they're cutting off the resources and making them scarce so they can then play games with us like Gates did, you know, 12 years ago. He's in front of a group of teachers. He says, would you like a raise? Would you like to hire 10 new teachers? Well, then kill old ladies. Have death panels. So he's teaching you that if somebody loses, you win. We are in a non-zero-sum game now, a win-win, a 360 win. We can do anything. Now, we shouldn't take care of lazy people, and we shouldn't sit there and, you know, roll the red carpet for the homeless when they're not mentally ill. So the mentally ill need to be taken care of. But that said, we need a society of competition. We've also got to take care of the needy. And the system acts like it wants to take care of the needy. They really want to euthanize them. And then they randomly bomb the population with poison shots that have killed 35 million people worldwide. So here's a short newscast about this old lady.
96-year-old Jean Jock has lived at her apartment complex for over 20 years. She's happy, healthy, and full of life. She says she was unbothered living here until a few weeks ago when she received a 3-day eviction notice from the facility. In 2002, Jean says she signed a lifetime contract with the previous owner, California Nevada Methodist Homes, that said she could live here for the rest of her life. She paid a $250,000 down payment and was paying $5,000 a month in rent until her savings ran out.
I was shocked because the reason I moved into Forest Hill Manor was to be taken care of the rest of my life.
Back in 2022, Methodist Homes went bankrupt and sold the facility to Pacifica Senior Living, a for-profit company out of San Diego, with the clause that they would have to honor the lifetime contract like Jean's. But Jean and advocates for senior rights say the new owner is not doing that, and they want to evict Jean.
She's devoted all of her savings and money to this place. What would you do? Can you see her out on the sidewalk? I don't think so. I mean, that's just insane to me. I don't care what the legal ramifications are here. This is morally unthinkable.
According to the eviction notice, Jean owes over $100,000 in late rent, and she must pay now or be evicted. KSBW reached out multiple times to Pacifica Senior Living for comment, but they did not get back to us. Alliance on Aging is helping Jean dispute this eviction and says they found an issue with the eviction notice, one being that the 3-day notice was not approved by the Community Care Licensing, the California Department of Social Services, which oversees these facilities. And the notice did not provide the tenant information on how to dispute the eviction.
You know, it's frustrating. You do get angry knowing that it's an elderly person that was just told, you need to leave. You need to leave the home that you've been living here for 20 years. You got to go. Where is this person going to go?
For those fighting for Jean's well-being, they want the new owner to uphold the contract. Jean just wants to stay in her home.
They're not going. They'll have to bury me because I've no place to go. They've got all my money.
Yeah, talking to Jean, she's very alive, very well aware of the situation that's happening, and just wants to stay in her home that she's known for the last 20 years. Again, KSBW reached out multiple times to the company in charge of this facility and issuing this eviction notice. They did not get back to us, neither our calls or emails. Reporting live from Pacific Grove, Leslie Duarte, KSBW Action News 8.
Thanks, Leslie.
But the illegal aliens will get $150,000. Because they're Democrat voters. And, you know, where's the old lady's family? Well, maybe she didn't have any family. But they want you to die alone, and so many liberal women, I'm not saying she's a liberal woman, maybe her husband died 20 years ago, they don't have any family or any husband or any sons or daughters, and the system's going to euthanize you. The baby boomers, there's so many of them, the system wants you dead. They say they want you dead, and you have to realize the cold-blooded BlackRocks of the world will kill you. So they locked down all these old people for years in places like California. Many of them died. Wouldn't let their families see them. And those that survived, well, they're just going to throw out on the streets. And it's even worse in Europe, where they're throwing old people out of government housing, veterans out of government housing, to make room for the Islamicists. You know, I said I would get to the Islamicist news, but there's so many videos of this. Let's just go ahead and try to do this as quickly as we can. Again, I almost don't want to cover it because I'm not doing it justice, because I'm just giving you just the tip of the iceberg the last day. Headline, failed German chancellor talks tough again, promises deportations after migrant stabbing spree rattles German society. It's been a whole bunch the last day. Men, women, children stabbed to death. Police, you name it. UK Prime Minister Starmer ignores rapes, stabbings, robberies at Notting Hill Carnival and instead calls nationalist Nazis. A whole bunch of stabbings and deaths over the weekend. Graphic video, UK man stabbed in neck by migrant while walking with his family. Let's go ahead and roll that video with audio. Stabs him in the neck, he collapses and almost died. He's with his wife and baby. You're not supposed to be in that neighborhood, son. You're white.
He dead, you know, died. Neck shot.
Allah Akbar. Then he falls over. And they laugh. Ha ha, we stabbed him in the neck. I can show you so many videos of whites being attacked. Imagine if it was groups of whites attacking brown people. And if you try to show this in England, they try to arrest you. Let's roll this video. For radio listeners, I will narrate it. Muslim man seen climbing into a woman's apartment. He ended up stabbing one of her guests. This is in Sweden. It's so wonderful to see cultural enrichment in action, I wrote. In evil America, the woman might have had a gun to protect herself. In loving liberal Europe, we can thank the state. People are defenseless and cannot stop such wonderful things. Play it with audio.
Huh? Mohammed, du kommer inte upp här. Du kommer inte in i mitt hem. Du kommer inte in i mitt hem.
Just climbs in stabbing people with a butcher knife.
Du kommer inte in i mitt hem.
And they're all just senseless.
Han högg mig med en kniv. Han högg mig med en kniv. Han högg mig med en kniv. En stor köttkniv. Såg ni det?
Here he comes with a giant butcher knife. Breaks their window out.
Han krossar glaset med en sten.
Even though they can't have guns there, they heard of baseball bats? Oh, that guy would have been in a rude surprise with me.
There's
a flower pot filling your head.
Mohammed, hook, dude. Mohammed.
Now he's in the house with the butcher knife and starts stabbing. What a nice person. And there's some video here. Will the UK government declare a national emergency over this? Final Notting Hill stats, 320 arrests, 5 stabbings, 1 acid attack. A bunch of rapes, a whole bunch more. Here's another video. This is in Germany. In Germany, a stabbing, knife-wielding Muslim with a deranged mind goes after cars in a rampage while the police tell the people not to post the video because it will cause racial division. We are not like them. We are the media now telling the truth about this. That's right. The people are the ones telling it. Let's roll it with audio. Here it is. Yeah, let's go out with Hank Williams. I didn't get to even half of it, but I got another guy killing people, stabbing him to death, and they said he was a white guy, and he wasn't. Let's go out with I Saw the Light. We'll be right back with Tucker Carlson.
I wondered so aimless, life filled with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Just like a blind man, I wandered along. Worries and fears I claimed for my own. Then like the blind man.
Nitric Boost.
Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Body's, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWarsMD at InfoWarsStore.com.
Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com, vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation, so that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Well, the number one journalist in the world is our guest now, live on this Tuesday, August 22nd, 2024 transmission. Oh, he knows it's true. He's smiling, blushing. The mighty Tucker Carlson. From his compound in beautiful mountains of Maine. All right, ladies and gentlemen, he just came off that huge interview with RFK Jr. You can cut the excitement and suspense with a knife. The deep state is in total panic mode. We've only got him for a short time. Very gracious to pop in with us. Before we get into all the news, Tucker, you have got a string of super successful live podcast events with special guests across the country. I'm going to be with you What is it, the 23rd coming up in Pennsylvania? I was talking off air. You think that's going to be the biggest event. Tell us about the tour. I know it's already very successful. People go to TuckerCarlson.com/events to get tickets. Also, VIP events for meet and greet. I can't wait to be part of this. Thank you so much for including me.
Well, you're kind of the point of doing this whole tour revolves around you, and that's not flattery. It's sincere. By the way, being called the most powerful journalist in America, it really is like being the best caterer in the Central African Republic. I mean, it's such a disgusting business. I'm embarrassed even to be called a journalist. But no, the point is, and I'm always amazed to be on your show because the FBI has been trying to shut you down for so long and you're still here. So that just shows the power of one man's determination to defeat the machine. God bless you for that. But you can't censor a live event. And I'll be honest without getting into details. Obviously, you were like the first person I wanted to have on in one of these stadium shows. And finding a venue for that, for, you know, the disgrace, the dangerous, the terrifying Alex Jones, you know, whose main crime was predicting 9/11 in detail, can't have him. No profits allowed. It's hard to find a venue, you know, and we found one in Reading, Pennsylvania. And I just thought, this is the whole point. This can't be censored. You know, Google does not have control of a live event yet. And so people who are wondering like, oh, I've heard Alex Jones is the most terrifying person since Idi Amin. Is he really? They can come and find out for themselves. And that's kind of the promise of America, is that we're citizens, we're not slaves, we're free men, and we get to hear and decide for ourselves. And in a live event, there's no mediator. There's nobody to, there's no gatekeeper. There's no one to stop you from hearing. There's no one to twist the words into a storyline that's been, you know, pre-approved by NSA and the Department of Homeland Security. It's just like you and the person. And I just love that. I love the idea, the immediacy of it and the unfiltered nature of it. So yeah, I mean, I literally can't wait. And I bet you, and again, this is not flattery, but sincere, not one person will come away from that event in Reading, Pennsylvania at the end of next month thinking, oh, Alex Jones is as insane and dangerous as I was told. They're going to come away saying, actually, I agree with all of that. Why is this guy so bad? And then they're going to realize, oh, he's so bad because he's telling me things I kind of suspected were true. I mean, I was doing an interview yesterday with Bobby Kennedy, really an amazing interview. And right in the middle of it, he's like, you know, atrazine, you know, it can change the sex of frogs. And he was on a roll, so I didn't want to interrupt him. I was like, I think Alex Jones made that point like 15 years ago and was mocked. And now it's just the science. You are described as a lunatic, like a mental patient needing like full-time care because you were such a danger to yourself and society when you said that, turning the frogs gay. And now it's just like, well, that's just the science. That's the science. It's the science. You know, and when is someone going to call Alex Jones and be like, hey, Alex Jones, you're right about the frogs. Sorry.
Well, you're too kind, but already very
it's
successful.
True.
Already very successful events, selling out quickly. People go to TuckerCarlson.com/events. They can find everything right there. And it really is an act of resistance to do this and to get out there in mass. And it's really overall about the campaign, I think, for free speech. Speaking of Elon Musk, we have, and I know you talked about this last few days, the arrest of the head of Telegraph, which is even bigger globally right now than X, though X is growing already bigger than Facebook and Instagram. I mean, that really is another sign of major tyranny. And I think a beta test for trying to arrest Elon Musk. We know Australia, we know Brazil, we know the EU are all talking about wanting to arrest Elon Musk.
Well, yeah, and it's also really weird because I think of him as a friend. I mean, I really like him personally, Pavel, who was arrested in France this weekend. And basically, you know, Macron just said it out loud. We arrested him because he refused to censor things we didn't like, criticism of the French government, for example. So what's the definition of a dictatorship? The definition of a dictatorship is a government that arrests people for criticizing that government. So, keep in mind, Durov left Russia in 2014 because the Russian government demanded the IP addresses of people on the other side of the Ukrainian, of the false flag, you know, overthrow of the Ukrainian government that the State Department affected over there, our State Department. And the Russians said, we want, you know, their IP addresses. And Durov said, no, I'm not doing that. I'm not going to give information on my users to the government. And so he left his own country, Russia, and he likes Russia. He is Russian. And he left because he thought the Putin government was too restrictive on the question of free speech. And he moved
ultimately to the United Arab Emirates in Dubai, where he lives now, and he got French citizenship. But the irony is, 10 years later, he gets arrested by a so-called free country, France, at the behest of the Biden administration. There's no chance they did that without checking with the U.S. State Department, the National Security Council, the White House. They did that with the approval of the United States government, the Biden administration, and they arrest the guy for allowing ordinary people to say what they think and to oppose the policies of governments. What? It's, and then of course they, you know, smear him as an abettor of kiddie porn or whatever. You know, the biggest child traffickers in the world are the Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. More than 10 million people trafficked across our border. And yet they're pushing for this guy to go to prison because he's allowing whatever. It's all fake. The truth is, we're entering a new phase, I think, in the West, where the repressive tactics of the regimes that all of us have always opposed are turning up in our own supposedly free societies. And we just have to fight that with every ounce of strength that we have, because this is a cliche, but it is, because it's true. We are really the only free country left. We're the only country on the planet that guarantees free speech. And if we allow them to lecture us like Tim Walz, that creep, did the other day, well, you know, free speech is not absolute. Well, actually it is, Tim Walz. And the definition of free speech is being able to call you a creep without being arrested. And when you take that away from me, this is a dictatorship. And I don't want my kids to live in a dictatorship. So I'm going to do whatever I can to oppose you.
Tucker, you predicted they would try to kill Trump and talked about the trajectory of all the things they did to him and how it built up with the fake impeachments and the civil trials and the indictments and the fake convictions and trying to take him off the ballot. And clearly the next thing would be try to kill him. The trajectory for me now just goes into warp speed or hyperdrive or light speed, when now he's even more popular. Now RFK and Tulsi Gabbard's and so many others, and, you know, hopefully Joe Rogan's going to endorse him, that now, even though they've got a bunch of dead people and illegal aliens ready to vote, Texas just pulled over 1 million illegal aliens and dead people off the rolls yesterday. It's happening all over the place. They're not totally cleaning it up, but they've knocked a chunk out. The deep state is absolutely panicking, in my views, and are super, super dangerous. So what's next on the trajectory? What black swans? What do you see happening next?
You know, I can't foresee it, and I love taking credit for super obvious calls, like obviously they're going to try and kill Trump. Of course, what's left? So, you know, I deserve no credit for prophecy there at all. That was it was just out in the open for anyone to notice.
Deduction.
It was deduction, of course. It was following a trend line. That's really simple. I think they're, you know, the only option, if they really think they're going to lose, if they haven't locked it down, and I don't know the answer to that because I'm not privy to their plans, but if they think that there's a chance that Trump could win decisively enough in November that they can't steal it, then I think their only option there is to, in some way, throw the society into chaos as they did during COVID, which was the pretext for changing the way we vote and letting people vote anonymously without IDs and drop boxes and a month before the election, et cetera. They completely changed everything, allowing Mark Zuckerberg to spend $400 million to control the mechanics of the election. That would not have been allowed except under a state of national emergency provided them by the virus they created in a lab in Wuhan, COVID. And so it's pretty simple. If they feel like they're going to lose, we will have some kind of crisis. I think it's most likely to be a war with Iran, which they want anyway, but, you know, who knows?
Absolutely. And they're pre-programming cyber attacks, and they're shipping the bird flu and the monkeypox vaccine all over the country. They gave an emergency authorization for the bird flu shot. The UN declared a new emergency right at the old emergency expired to the day. I mean, it's so transparent you're awake. What must it be like for Kamala supporters when she now wasn't the border czar, is the border czar, wasn't the border czar, and now she's running ads showing the border wall, saying it's hers, and adopting all of Trump's policies, though we know she'll never deliver? I mean, this is, I didn't think they could turn the BS meter up any higher, but they have.
I didn't either, but I think the price of admission into that party is the willingness to suspend thinking. And I think we misunderstand why people become partisan Democrats. We know why they become conservatives. I want to think for myself. I believe in the autonomy of the individual up against the group. You know, I think the person has dignity created by God, can't be taken away, inalienable rights. I mean, those are the core beliefs of people on our side. The core beliefs of the people on the other side aren't really beliefs. They're impulses that derive from fear. And the core fear is I'm alone and powerless in this world. I need protection from a group I'm going to join. There is safety in numbers. That's the reigning idea or impulse on the Democratic side. Let's all get together, and together we are stronger than we are alone. They fear being alone. These are people who sleep with the TV on. You know, these are people who are just terrified. They're people who are on SSRIs and benzodiazepines. I mean, this is all shown. I mean, they're heavily medicated and neurotic because they're afraid. They don't believe in God, so they're terrified of death. They have no skills, so they're terrified of change. I mean, they've created an entire fake economy to elevate and compensate people who can't do anything useful. We live in a world where people who can plumb your house don't get paid anything relative to somebody who has no skills at all, who's working in the DEI department of a community college, right? So the whole enterprise is designed to take fearful people who believe themselves to be powerless, who have no useful skills, and make them feel safe and appreciated. That's the whole everyone gets a trophy thing that we used to make fun of, but it's actually very deep. And if I can just recommend to your listeners, probably the only four listening who haven't already read it, but Ted Kaczynski's original manifesto, and I'm not endorsing mail bombs, which I hate, by the way, or violence, which
but
I hate.
But he did nail what was going to happen. He did nail it.
He nailed what was going to happen with the growth of technology, but he also, more than anything, described the leftist worldview, this helpless, alone, afraid, you know, anxiety-ridden, terrified child in an adult body that is the average leftist. That's the mindset that drives their behavior. And no one described it as well as Ted Kaczynski, who came, you know, he's a product of Harvard and Cal Berkeley. Like, he'd spent his whole life in academia. He knew what these people were really like.
No, you're right. It's an indictment of the left. So in the limited time we have left, I've got a few other questions. You're so gracious to be here, Tucker. If Trump would have been killed in Butler, Pennsylvania, you follow the trajectory, and you are actually good at predictions. You are smart. So don't play yourself down here. People really want to hear what you have to say. What would have happened, God forbid, if they'd have blown his head off in Butler? And then tie it into your statements, if you can elaborate, on the political realignment that we're clearly seeing globally right now.
Gosh, I mean, well, that would have been the national crisis. I mean, keep in mind, that took place at a moment where they were still planning on running Biden, and the numbers were bad. And so killing Trump was the national crisis I referred to that they will always resort to out of desperation if they think they're going to lose power. And that would have been a crisis. I mean, first of all, it would have resulted in the death of an innocent, of a man, okay, which is always a tragedy no matter where it happens, in my opinion. But the trauma to the country, watching a man get shot. I mean, the great thing about the Zapruder film is you really have to watch carefully to see the gore in it, to watch the top of the president's head come off. But Trump was being shot in, you know, HD, close up. If he'd been shot in the face, that would have been the single ugliest, goriest, most horrifying thing, you know, 300 million people had ever seen. And that's just bad. That's just bad right there. It's pornography on a moral level. Okay.
It'd be a snuff film.
It would be a snuff film. And like watching that stuff is bad for you. Actually, it damages you, in my opinion. I know that. But then this sort of subsequent effect, the ripples out from that, the chaos, the people realizing, wait a second, they just murdered the only hope of the disenfranchised half of the country. I mean, in the 2020 election, Biden voters owned 70% of the wealth in the United States, Trump voters 30%. So really, this is an economic divide. People have been left behind by changes in the economy, are clinging to Trump like a life raft, and people who think they're succeeding or could succeed by playing along with the regime are on Kamala Harris's side. So you would have, you know, 100 and whatever million people who have nothing. They have nothing. They have no political power. They have no economic power. The only thing they have is Trump. And now Trump's been murdered. I mean, I don't know. You know, I don't know what would have happened then, but it would have been a turning point an abrupt turning point in the life of the country. You would have unleashed chaos. Who would do something like, by the way, who would unleash chaos on a country? Like, how evil do you have to be to even consider doing something?
I was about to say that shows
results.
You'd almost have to be crazy to start a war with Russia. It just shows how reckless they are.
Well, but reckless and callous and evil. I mean, I've been around chaos a couple of times in my life. If you've ever seen it, you'll never forget it. Because, I mean, first of all, it's violent. But worse than violent, it's unpredictable. You don't know who's going to get hurt. though long term, the weaker get hurt, the kids get hurt, the women get hurt, the elderly get hurt. You know, people can't defend themselves. I have literally seen this, and I never want to see it again. And but it's intuitive. You know what happens when chaos breaks out, right? In a riot, for example. To unleash that on an entire country is just demonic. It's like it's evil because you know for a fact that helpless people are going to be hurt. And they were clearly prepared to do that. They allowed him to be shot. That's just a fact. The Biden administration, in charge of his bodyguards, allowed him to be shot. You can say, well, they didn't know that that was what is what going to happen. They weren't coordinating with the shooter. Okay, I'm willing to believe that. It doesn't change the fact that they allowed it. And in other words, if I let my toddler play by my swimming pool and go to Walmart for an hour and he drowns, I didn't drown him, but I allowed him to be drowned. It's the same crime.
Exactly.
So that's what they did. And that's sick. Like, they're sick. They have no limits at all. They're flirting with nuclear war, which would eliminate human life on the planet right now. So we should not underestimate their callousness to human life. You know, they committed abortion outside in the parking lot at the DNC. These people don't have limits. And I don't think the average non-liberal can really understand that. It's like, well, you know, at a certain point, they'll pull back. No, no, no. They won't. There's no evidence they
will.
And I
think
a
lot of that has to do with what you were talking about with RFK Jr. The average leftist is so disconnected from nature. Like, Chuckie Schumer serves raw hamburgers and puts cheese on raw hamburgers. He doesn't even know. And he said, I've never been outside an apartment building. I'm cooking burgers. He's literally like a space alien who's got political power, but doesn't think about second, third, fourth order of things. So shifting gears into some of the good news, and I got to go in a few minutes. What do you make of Zuckerberg, the motive? Because bigger than him coming out with this letter and saying, I got pressured. I election meddled. I covered up COVID. I did other things. I'm sorry. They made me do it. We've had Mayorkas and we've had Garland and we've had Ray all lie and say they didn't do it, even though we have all the emails and documents, ordering things censored, election meddling, and more. Why do you think, is it because these whistleblowers are coming out, he doesn't want a lot of Congress, or he's a good person? Why do you think Zuckerberg has now fallen on a sword like this, or he sees which way the wind's blowing with Elon Musk and all the rest of it?
I mean, I could concoct a million theories, but I just want to be as honest as I can be and say I don't know. I've talked to Zuckerberg about these topics a number of times. And I'll just say, every time I've talked to him, he has made the noises of an anguished, guilty civil libertarian who feels bad about going along with the suppression of speech. Now, obviously, free speech is the center of my business and my worldview, so maybe he's just sucking up. I don't know why he would do that. But he does try to sound, at least when I've talked to him, like a kind of guilty 70s liberal. Like, I really do believe in free speech. I'm sorry. So maybe it's genuine. I just don't know the answer. We should also say in that letter, I don't know the answer, I should say. In that letter, he says, you know, I spent all this money on election mechanics in 2020, $400 million, and I now know that, like, it probably helped the Democrats more than the Republicans, and I just want you to know I'm not doing that again. Now, is he good, by the way, but is he sucking up to Jim Jordan, to whom he wrote the letter? Does he really mean that? Again, I don't know. All I know is, it's a good thing. It's like so many things in politics. Like, everyone in politics is lying on some level. They're all creepy. I got it. They're all falling short of expectations. None of them, like, is much of an idealist. They're all kind of cynical. But the ones who do what you want them to do, like, take the win. You know? You know what I mean? Like, just take the win. It's good. Like, I hear all these people like, oh, Elon is not a, you know, as committed to free speech as I am. Well, that's true. He's not as committed to free speech as I am, but I don't own anything. I'm just a yapper on the tube. He's done more for free speech than anyone in my lifetime, so let's just take the win. You know what I mean?
Don't look a gift horse in the mouth. In closing, been gracious with the time. TuckerCarlson.com/events, not just my event with him or his event with me up there in Pennsylvania, but all the other incredible events with, you know, Glenn Beck and everybody else you can imagine. It's the very best of the best. I can't wait to meet everybody. I can't wait to be there. I'm probably going to go to Butler as well while I'm there and shoot a report. So I'm really looking forward to seeing Tucker. He's just an awesome person. If you haven't seen him in person, you really need to come and to not just this event on the 23rd of next month, but to all of these incredible events he's doing. That's a real exercise of free speech. If you don't exercise it, it's like your brain or muscles. You lose it, and it atrophies. But in closing, I've looked at all the numbers without getting into them. Trump is way ahead. They've got these fake polls. He's going to win, even with the 10% or so of fraud they've got baked in from all my research. That said, Jamie Raskin, I don't know if you've seen the clip, he said weeks ago, we're going to have a civil war. We're not going to accept Trump. We're going to block him with the delegates. And John Podesta told the New York Times 4 years ago, he said if Trump won then, they would simply not accept it and have their own inauguration out west, he said. So they're really planning something nasty. They're pushing civil unrest. They're talking about civil war. Just in closing, what do you expect them to do? Because we're talking about 69 days of the election. Nobody's talking about the 76 during that period where he's president-elect. To me, that's the real danger zone. I believe he will overpower the fraud if they don't kill him and don't blow up his airplane or truck bomb him or something like that. But if he gets the win, then I think I know the real craziness begins the day after he is president-elect. What do you say?
Just like it did, I mean, right, they set up the whole fake January 6th thing, which was fundamentally fake, in that same period. I agree with you completely. That is by far the most perilous period. If he wins, that does not mean they're going to submit. I mean, that's not what they're like. That's what we're like. I won. Time to be magnanimous. Good game. Good game. Yeah. It's like the kind of wasp, like, oh, no, you were very well played. Very well played. That's not how they feel. They win. They jump over the net and club you to death with a tennis racket. Like, they just don't. They're not gentlemen at all. So I have no idea, but that will be the most worrisome possible time. And Trump should be concerned. Luckily, he's got a lot of rich people on his side this time, which matters. Sorry. It does.
And make no mistake, anybody saying we're in boring times is crazy. I said last question, we squeeze in one more. Last time you were on a few months ago and Elon retweeted it and said he agreed he was going to double his security or increase it. You were saying, I was saying Elon's a big target too. And that was, right before they tried to kill Trump, literally just weeks before they tried to kill Trump 44 days ago. You were on just about 2 weeks before that. We were predicting they'd do it on that show. I'm not trying to make this happen, but I just hope Elon is really watching his ass, because globally, I think Elon Musk is just as important, maybe more important than Trump. In closing, what do you say to that?
Well, I completely agree with everything you just said. He's smart. You know, he has a kind of devil may care recklessness that makes me love him. And I mean that in a good way. You would never buy Twitter, you know, at double its actual value unless you were a dice roller, and you wouldn't be the richest man in the world unless you're willing to roll the dice. So he is. But I don't think you're overstating his importance in the history of the world right now. I mean, he's the only one who is holding the line for human rights. He's the only one. So, man, live long and prosper is my hope for him, for sure.
That's right. And the Telegram guy was doing a good job, too, and now he's in custody.
What a good man, too.
And you've interviewed him.
Oh, I know him. Yeah, I know him. And I really like him, too, which is the sad. I mean, how many tech moguls do you actually like personally? I really like him. Decent, nice person. Yeah, and a truly principled guy. And it makes me, you know, want to invade France, which honestly makes me so mad I can barely control.
Yeah, France needs to be liberated, just like you said Canada does. TuckerCarlson.com/events. I'll be there at the 23rd in Pennsylvania. Hope to see people there. Tucker, I'm going to roll the little promo for your amazing events. I'm going to say bye to you here, and I'll be right back. Here is the trailer for the live events with Tucker Carlson.
So they always tell you it's the most important election of your lifetime, but of course, this one actually is. That's demonstrable. And it's also, because it is so important, being censored at every level by the tech companies. So we were thinking about this a couple of months ago, and we thought, why not get on the road live in front of actual people, live audiences, coast to coast, a nationwide tour where we can't be censored. That'd be good. It would also be fun. So we're doing it. We're going to be on stage with some of our friends, some of the most fascinating people we know, the most recognizable people we know, responding to what is happening in America this September in real time. It'll be just like the podcast, but it's going to be live. So we're excited to announce our friend Larry Elder.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful body's formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Well, just to show you the success of InfoWars and how proud we are of the audience of activists, Tucker was telling me off air, and he said it on air, but that the biggest event they've got so far is the event with yours truly in Pennsylvania out of all the ticket sales. And they figured that, and Tucker, you put 30, 40,000 people in an arena. They figured that and they guessed that and they got the biggest venue for it and it's happening. And you heard him say, you don't want to get into all the stories. I know the stuff behind the scenes. And so they didn't tell me not to tell you this. I mean, Tucker kind of alluded to it, so I'll just tell you this. They've had giant venues that refuse to rent to Tucker. I mean, imagine if you're going to, you know, do Alex Jones, you might want to do Austin, Texas, huh? The same place Jordan Peterson goes that seats 30,000. Nope. And so that's the level of control in all of this. So go to TuckerCarlson.com/events, and I'll see you on the 23rd in Pennsylvania. But go to all the other events as well. These are all going to be big. We want to make them all gigantic. And they're basically campaign events for America. It's a very, very important thing to do. All right. We've had an amazing show so far today. Very, very proud of the crew and the work that they've done. I was impressed with Antonio Jones about a month ago when he called in on the show and said, man, you ought to be a talk show host. You really are smart. You know your stuff. I didn't even know what his name was, Jones. I just knew he was Antonio from Georgia, from Atlanta or outside Atlanta. And he said, no, I am a talk show host. And he told us his X account and we went and checked it out. Thought he was a cool guy. And I like to bring people on air. It's like Jack Posobiec said, I remember 8 years ago, nobody knew who I was. You started having me co-host your show and sent me equipment. Well, now look at Jack Posobiec. Probably reaches 15, 20 million people a day. I'm not bragging and saying I'm a great guy. And, you know, it's all because of me. It's not. But I really like to promote people and other talk show hosts. That's something Limbaugh, nothing against him, God rest his soul, would never do. He was like, he wouldn't even have guests other than like the president or, you know, Charlton Heston, who I've had on too. He would just have mega huge guests like once every 6 months or himself. He would say on air, this is about me and it's my show and it's what I'm doing. I'm not trying to be the number one talk show host, okay? I love it that Elon Musk reaches 1 billion people in one interview with Trump. I love it that, you know, Tucker Carlson reaches 300 million people in some of his interviews, an average of 50 million. That, I love it. I want to beat the New World Order. That's my goal. I mean, I love, you know, being, I'm in the first string, but, you know, I'm not in the, you know, I'm not a Michael Jordan here, you know, like an Elon Musk. So my job is to get liberty and freedom and anti-New World Order thought so popular we win and take back the country and the world. My goal is not to be the biggest swinging ding-dong, even though the globalists saw me as that in the last 8 years and came after me, and that's why they're trying to shut me down. I can't do this without you. We're very embattled. We're barely hanging on. They almost shut us down 8 weeks ago. There's a lot of stuff behind the scenes I can't get into, but I need your support right now. Okay? and boy, we go off the air, there's going to be lots of support. I don't want that to happen. I don't want to prove it to you. I'm hanging on by my fingernails. We have great products you need in stock, ready to ship at InfoWarsStore.com. The InfoWars MD line, incredible turmeric 95, incredible CBD, full spectrum for inflammation and for your overall health and mental clarity in the gummies and the 1,000-milligram tincture. Super high quality at a very competitive or low price, really low price, compared to competitors. InfoWars MD. InfoWarsStore.com, the vitamin mineral fusion, the 1,000-milligram vitamin C with rosehips and zinc that's so incredible for your body. It makes you so healthy, and it's just amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Have the same phone number for order and stuff 27 years. We're not fly by night here. We need your support. It's all in stock, ready to ship. And then our incredible sponsor, my dad's company, right here in Central Texas, drjonesnaturals.com, all the patented nano silver wound gel and immune gargle and super blue toothpaste with no fluoride, with all the other essential oils and iodine and the other great toothpaste as well. And Next Level Foundational Energy is not a stimulant. It's what the cells operate on in the pure form of methylfolate and other key compounds that flush them out and gives you the equivalent of like 4 cups of coffee, but with no jitters and no down from it. And then you sleep so good at night after you've taken it. Next Level Foundational Energy is selling out, but it's still available at drjonesnaturals.com. And the Kava Chill, no letdown, but a good chill. And Rocket Rest, the great sleep aid, all natural. And Top Brain, that is an amazing healthy stimulant. It's all there at drjonesnaturals.com. Antonio Jones takes over in 60 seconds in the War Room with Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. today.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Thank you for tuning in to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host for the next hour, Antonio Jones. Tomorrow's news today. I tell you what, Alex is way too modest for me. He and the crew, they do such a great job. And it's a blessing to be here on a show that's really, in my mind, a part of history in the making. Alex Jones, and he's going to go down as an icon in the movement. I'll tell you this right off. Alex is the real deal. And what I mean by that is, you know, I called in on a whim. Just gave him my detailed analysis of what I thought would happen with Kamala Harris, whether she was going to stay in or not. And maybe we'll get into that a little bit later. I mean, the guy spent 15 minutes with me. You know, he just loved the analysis, and he's into trying to ignite the populace, help other people get on and, you know, help with this movement. And that is so awesome, because there are so many people out here that probably wouldn't do that. And the other thing, he didn't ask me, you know, try to dig into what I was going to cover or anything like that. He's in search for the truth, and it's great to be here on InfoWars. Information is key, but truth is definitely king. So we're going to cover or try to go through a few things within this hour. We're going to talk about some of the headlines, what's going on with the Democrat Party, and just a battlefield, you know, within itself. What are we looking at right now? We're also going to talk about election integrity, some of the things that are going on in Georgia. It's recently hit national news. Just a little bit of background about me. I kind of was a little green to politics before 2020. In 2020, my vote was stolen. And I was going online trying to figure out, hey, what in the world just happened? And I watched all the legislative hearings, came across quite a few podcasters, and decided that I'd try to get my foot wet and try to ignite the populace and educate the people here in my county, which is Gwinnett County in Georgia. If you didn't know, the battle for Georgia, a lot of people talk about the swing states, but the real fronts are the counties in those states. And Gwinnett will definitely be one of those. And we'll talk a little bit about that in the second half of the show. So let's get into the battle front right now. We're definitely in a spiritual battle. This right now is good versus evil. We're divided among each other by way of Democrat versus Republican. But if you take a look, there's a uniparty globalist elite faction in each party. And what they do is they come together, they make their own deals, and we the people always end up getting the short end of the stick. Now, the globalists that are connected to the World Economic Forum, we see their policies playing out even here in everywhere all over the country. That's all the way down to our local jurisdictions. So we have to remember that we have a task as Americans and as believers. And right now we have to stand up for our country, get behind people who are ethically sound, and we have to go the distance and support great candidates. Why do we have to do that? Why should we do it? Well, the answer to that question is there are people that died and pledged their sacred honor for us to live in a free country. And it's only right. It's our turn right now to fight and defend this nation. As believers, there's no provision in the word of God that tells us that, oh yeah, we're just going to sit back and, you know, take a passive type of attitude. I hear people sometimes that say, well, you know, these things are going to happen. Of course we know. God knows exactly what's going to happen. He knew the beginning and the end before he created the heavens and the earth. This life that we live, it's about obedience. And right now, we're supposed to, if we have to, lay down our lives for our brother. And we have to fight right now. We don't have an option. Our kids, their future. You know, look at all the stuff that's playing out in with the trans agenda and everything like that. The kids cannot defend themselves. That is our job to do that. And as believers, there's no provision in the Bible that tells us, oh, you know, let's just sit back and be waiting on the rapture so we can be raptured out of here. No. There's an old preacher that I know that says we are living the dash. OK, what that means is, and I want you guys to remember this, because our purpose is attached to our foundation, and the biblical principles is what we've lost in this country. And that's why it's steering off of a cliff so rapidly right now. So we're living the dash. What that means is God's given us an appointed time to be born and an appointed time to die. When we stand before him in that hour of judgment, he's going to judge us on that little bitty dash in the middle. There's nothing we can do to slow that down or speed it up. So I tell my wife all the time, and sometimes she worries, you know, about my whereabouts and everything like that, because, you know, you start using your free speech, people come after you. You know, attorney Jeff Clark, you know, I think he circulated an internal letter or something like that. Look out at how they came after him. There's nothing that we can do to speed that up. So
my take on this is, if we're going to go off the edge of a cliff, I mean, we know the end of the story as believers, right? We know that things have to get really bad. Okay. But if we're going to go off the cliff, let's make sure we got our hands around the throat of the New World Order and evil. You know, let's get some licks in before this thing, comes to an end. So I just wanted to tell you guys that because, you know, our virtues are going to sit upon courage. Okay. Well, what drives us? What motivates us? Well, the word does, you know, we're supposed to be obedient. Like I said, and right now it's just, you know, people are sitting back and sitting by and not doing much, but kudos to those that are fighting. There are many out there. So what we're going to do now is let's talk through to some of these headlines of some of the things that are going on, right now. I don't know if you guys saw it. And, crew, if you can get this up, this, tweet number 3 from, Elon Musk. So Mark Zuckerberg, for those that hadn't heard by now, he has come out and now he's talking about how the Biden-Harris administration pressured him to censor Americans. I mean, I personally think it's a cleanup job. He sees the political landscape changing. He sees all the praise and adulation and love that Elon Musk is getting for doing the right thing. But what people like Zuckerberg, who have lived in this country, thrived off capitalism, it's very cowardly to have turned your back on that whole idea and censor Americans and other people's rights. And I just think this is a big cleanup job that when Donald Trump takes back over and they start having those hearings and everything like that, he's trying to get out ahead of that. Another headline. Democrats secretly tell grocery reps that the price controls will never pass Congress. I mean, capitalism. I love it. Entrepreneur. Socialism is antichrist on his face. And here's why. The Bible tells us, thou shalt not steal. So we're taking from another group, and many of them are probably not working, able-bodied, and giving to another, but price control. So that means if you're an entrepreneur, in which I am, the government gets to come in and tell you, oh, you need to, or you can't charge but a certain amount of money. So that business may go out of business. And that will, damage the whole idea. But I think that that's the whole tenets behind it, because, Kamala Harris is a worse version of Joe Biden. I mean, you have a Marxist to communism. Another headline. And if that's not enough, Kamala Harris to reduce illegal immigration by legalizing it and not stopping it. So they're up in New York, you know, they're getting all this money on the food stamps. They're taking over the housing, the schools, facilities and everything like that. And if that's not enough, we just saw earlier today that they're giving a zero interest loan to immigrants and no money down payments for houses out in California. American citizens don't even have that. And we also saw earlier on Alex where this lady had paid $250,000 to live in this senior assisted living home. And it was taken over by an investor. And now she's facing eviction when she signed a contract with the previous owner that they would take care of her for life. These are the kind of crazy things that are going on in these liberal cities. And I just don't know how somebody could vote for a Democrat nowadays. I just don't see it. I mean, beyond men and women sports, you've got transgenderism. They got all kind of weird things that they want to put in front of your children. It's the level of insanity. I was talking to a friend of mine that I played football in college. And everybody saw Trump get shot or whatever on TV. So I'm talking to him saying, hey, you know, hey, are you convinced now? Cause you know, you sometimes you muster up the courage to talk to people, liberals, and say, you know, well, maybe it's now is a good time because of something big event that just unfolded. So I'm going to call this person, you know, ask them about it and just kind of see where they are on a political spectrum now. So everybody in America with eyes and a brain saw that President Trump got shot. So when I called him, I said, hey, man, what you think about it? What happened? I mean, Trump's basically taking a bullet. You've seen all the damaging policies and decisions that the Biden administration has made. What are your thoughts? This was his response. He said, oh, man, I think he faked it. He had something on his ear and it exploded. I mean, it was really weird. And I'm really realizing now that being a Democrat is now you're like either insane or on the edge of insanity. I mean, it's absolutely incredible. And here's another line, you know, you get into talks with Democrats just to, with all the policies, open borders, all the crime, violent crime and everything like that. And you ask them and say, hey, well, how you going to vote this time? Well, you know, I'm going independent. You know, ain't none of them good. And I'm like, oh, man, this is absolutely incredible. And, you know, some of them I don't think is hope for. But on the bright side of that, I follow a few black blogs. And every time I see a political post, it might be a picture of Trump or some political question they posted. If you go on there and you read the comments, I would say at least 50% or more people say, hey, we've had enough. We're voting for Trump. We don't want to hear it no more. Oh, you're pandering to us again. We voting for Trump this time. So there are people waking up. So what I want to say is to keep talking to people, even when it gets uncomfortable. You know, we're in a fight for our nation right now. So everything is on the table. And I do believe that the Democrats know that they're cornered. They've lost a majority, a whole lot of the black vote, enough to swing the vote. I just don't really see how they continue to go through this finish line with Harris. I mean, if I'm a billionaire elite person and I'm betting on somebody, I wouldn't put my money on Kamala Harris. I mean, look at the disaster that Walls is. I just don't see how they just convince themselves and say, hey, we're going to be able to do enough, because they know the real numbers behind the scene, because a lot of these polls that's coming out, they're not real. I mean, just go online. If you look around on the internet just to kind of see what the pulse is, yeah, you're going to have some lefties out there, some people you just not going to. I mean, the country could literally cave in on their head and they could say Democrat did this on their forehead, and they're just not going to budge. Those people we just really can't worry about. Let's get to some a couple of other headlines. I'm trying to find this one. I think this was a Gateway Pundit. Let's see. But anyway, it was a young lady who, let me see if I can find this. Okay, here it is. No, it's not. Well, let's do this one. So we know RFK has come out and endorsed President Trump, obviously, by now. And he is going to be a thorn in the side of the deep state. I mean, that alone lets us know that if they steal this one, it's going to have to be, I mean, like a whopper. I mean, Kamala Harris or whoever they put in there is going to have to get like 110 million votes. I mean, it'll be so ridiculously obvious that they stole this one. Because, I mean, then you got Tulsi Gabbard. She came out, endorsed Trump. And, crew, if you could play clip 4 for us of, Dershowitz.
I hated the Democratic National Convention. It was uplifting. It was joyous. Some of the racists made good speeches. For example, AOC made a pretty good speech. If you didn't know, she was a bigot. And if you didn't know, she has said that Israel committed genocidal acts. If you didn't know that, you'd think she was a decent person. She's not a decent person, and she should not have been given a platform by the Democratic National Committee. Imagine if the shoe were on the other foot, if the Republicans gave a platform to a decent guy who'd make a good speech, but who was a grand wizard of the Klan, who believed in lynching. He didn't speak about lynching to the Republican National Convention, but he will speak about it before and speak about it after. That's the analogy. And that's why I can no longer regard myself as a member of the Democratic Party. I'm in Ronald Reagan's camp. I haven't left the Democratic Party. They have left me. Still haven't decided who to vote.
The Democrat Party has absolutely been decimated. Now, this does not mean that they are going to go away, but their heyday is over. I saw another Instagram thing from Colonel Allen West. Let me see if I can find it really quick in my phone. But, you know, all of the, you know, the oratorical platitudes and that Barack Obama speech, you know, with the old preacher's rhythmic voice, those days are done. People are not, they're not going for that anymore. Not from the stuff that okay, here it is. This was from Allen West. He said, "Will someone please tell Barack Hussein Obama that we have moved beyond his black pastoral imitations? We know how great of a failure he was. His soaring feel-good rhetoric is only effective on the useful idiots who fail to recognize the utter delusion and empty emotionalism. The author of bitterness and division is lecturing us. I recall Obama once asserting that Republicans could get to the back of the bus. Folks, Obama is a socialist. Kamala Harris is a Marxist. Tim Walz is a liar and a coward. No amount of iambic pentameter rhythmic speaking changes these facts, nor the failures of the Biden-Harris, in parentheses, Obama administration." Many people have, I know that was Colonel Allen West, but just a regular population, many have awakened to this nonsense and all of this rhetoric coming out of the Democrat Party. Now, the bad news is it has made them into a cornered animal, and they will do anything right now. They need some chaos to unfold. Now, I'm still of the mind frame that, you know, some people think they may try to kill Trump again. You know, God forbid, I hope they are not successful, and I hope they don't try to kill him again. I hope they don't try to kill anybody. But they are the party of death. Like I said, on my first hit on Alex on the phone call, and I just don't think that them removing Harris by way of that is off the table. They'll do anything in order to win. And if when this thing was first popping off, one of the predictions Alex made was, he said, they'll try to kill Trump, or they'll kill Trump and then they'll kill Biden. So they've already tried to kill Trump and was not successful, thank goodness. So I don't think it's off the table that they'll do something to Harris. And I really hope that they don't try to do that. But the good news is people are standing up and they are fighting this new world order. And that's from all over the country, especially right here in Georgia. There's another clip that I want to play that's going to tee up the next segment, because there's national news right now. Our state election board, the courageous, I call them the SEB Big Three. Shout out to Janelle King, Janice Johnston, and I forget the other gentleman's name, but they are trying to do the right thing and make sure they secure the election. We may have to play that video when we come back. But we've got a voter roll issue, and the elections are so important, because this is where we're either going to let tyranny roll us up and let the people remain in there that don't respect our Constitution, or we're going to remove them by way of voting. Well, the only way to do that is to have safe and secure elections. And if you notice, one of the biggest places they fight us at is when we get into this election talk. People go to jail. People get sued. What was January 6th about? It was about the election. Now, there were some bad actors in there. We all know that. It was the FBI, PSYOP on everybody. And there were some infiltrators in there. There were some people that riot and done some things that they shouldn't have done. But locking up grandma because she took a tour through the Capitol when security there was opening the door, completely not acceptable. All right. So when we get back, we're going to dig into, you know, we might do a few more headlines, but we need to talk about some of this stuff that's going on in Georgia and make sure that we get some more national attention, and we need to support the people that are fighting for secure Georgia elections. We'll be back right after this.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric oxide, probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now. And I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
The Patriots' choice and globalists' dread. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show.
All right. It is Tuesday, August 27th, 2024. And you're in the second half of the hour on the Alex Jones Show on InfoWars. Tomorrow's news today. All right. So we talked about in the first part of the hour, you know, we're in a battle. This is good versus evil. And we have to think in those terms now. We're going to have to get active, and those who are active, we're going to have to turn up the juice right now. And people are going to get uncomfortable. That's family, friends, and especially politicians. And I'll tell you something. Down here in Georgia, we have what I describe as a club. And what this means is we have elected officials in a lot of instances that have not pledged their allegiance to the people who put them in office, but they're more interested in satisfying the club. And whenever that happens, we get left out of the deal. So I don't know if you guys saw it by now, but the DNC basically, they have filed a lawsuit against our state election board. Why did they do that? Well, we had three brave souls that's on this election board who decided to pass a rule. We call it the reconciliation rule. And what that means is when you first go in to vote, you know, cause we still on the machines down here, unfortunately, but this rule right here is very significant. And the way you know when you've done something significant is when you start getting sued. Okay. So what this reconciliation rule actually does is when a person goes in to vote, you know, that's your check-in. So the person takes your identification. So that number of people that checked in that day has to match the number on top of the machine where you put your ballot in. And that number on top of the machine have to match the number of ballots in the actual machine. So if that's off, then they have to either make note of it or figure this thing out before it's turned in. Now the media is saying that they're trying not to certify, you know, what they're doing is against the law. Anybody who's ever worked at a Walmart, maybe a hamburger joint where you were the cashier, at the end of every night, you take your drawer, you'd call it your till, I believe, and you go and count that till down with your manager. Well, the number on your receipt ribbon that machine is showing, it's got to match that cash that's in there. And if something is off, then there's a problem. We have to figure out, hey, you don't have enough cash. So that's all that rule does, is to make sure that, well, it ensures the election. And my question is, why would the governor, let me see, there's a tweet from B. Hizzy. Can you guys get that tweet up? I forget which number it is. I can find it. It's a tweet from B. Hizzy. That's tweet number one. So that tweet is basically saying that, you know, why is the governor trying to figure out, ask the attorney general down here, is it a way can he remove the three state election board members? I mean, don't we want election security? So in studio, I have with me as my special guest is Baron Reinhold. He is a retired Navy captain. So you've seen a number of things that have unfolded with the election integrity down here. So wouldn't it make sense for all leadership, you know, no matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, shouldn't we want to count everything, make sure everything matches?
Is that a rhetorical question? So ultimately, of course, that's what our constitutional republic is founded on, as one, essentially one person, one vote. But we now live in a time where, you know, I consider us, almost a post, we've turned our back on our constitution. And, so now it's, about appointing, people and what we can get away with. I mean, it's obvious that 2020, was a stolen election. That was a coup. Let's call it what it is. And, there's no way that they'll let, I don't believe, President Trump in. They've already attempted to assassinate him. I believe that there's likely another attempt, beforehand. Tucker and Alex already spoke, in the previous hour about what they think will happen, in the event that, in that in-between period, between the point of election and inauguration. And it's wild to think about that. But the fact is, like you said, is when you're a rabid dog and you're caught, you're going to do anything, that you can to make sure that you succeed. And they have one goal. I mean, you rightly articulated the fact that, essentially what the Bible says, no servant can serve two masters. We've got, you know, people here serving their own master wittingly or unwittingly, and they will go to any ends to ensure their power. I mean, you know, we look at what human history is about, tyrants becoming more and more tyrannical until eventually, you know, the people get fed up with it and they get overthrown. And so, from Genesis until now, that's been, you know, history. You know, the United States has been a very small, brief, you know, pause in that, where we, the people, in capital letters, were given the power in our government a while back. We haven't seen that recently because, and you know, the as you are, you know, starting to, you know, talk about, you know, our local governments at the state level have turned over and ceded their power to a behemoth that was never intended to, to be there. It was feared, and it was, you know, our Constitution spelled out very specific powers and limited powers that the federal government was to have. And now we've got, you know, every three-letter agency running around with the power and of government and all of the money in your wallet, enforcing whatever they want to do. And you can't question them. And if you do, you end up, in jail without a trial, like the January 6th, folks or the FBI kicking in doors or doing warrantless searches. And so we're in a bad way. If we don't get back to the Constitution, which is we're in a constitutional crisis right now. If we don't get back to following the Constitution, which is exactly what this, election is about, then we're going to, you know, this is going to be really, really bad. And like they alluded to in the last hour, you don't want to be in a place, I don't care what your beliefs are, you don't want to be in a place of anarchy. I've spent 35 years in the Navy going around the world to the worst places and watching what happens in anarchy. And when you dial 911, so to speak, and nothing happens, that's a bad place to be. Nobody should want that. And yet I believe that there's powers running around, both here and abroad, that's exactly what they want, so they can take advantage of what ensues in the chaos.
Yeah. So we had Marley Hornick on from United Sovereign Americans, and you know, back to the election, I go back to that because this is where we either continue to get rolled up and the tyranny rolls on, or if we can make sure that this process is the right way, then if we lose the election, I mean, it's not fine, but at least we can sleep at night and say, hey, well, we lost that one. But Marley was saying on a broadcast, and you guys go to War Room GC, that's on X, if you want to see that. Our last broadcast on, you know, our podcast, she said there were over like 500,000 people still on the voter rolls. Alex talked about in the last hour about how Governor Abbott, I believe, they removed like 500,000 dead people. I don't understand why that's going on here, you know, in Georgia.
Well, it's by design. I mean, you can't accidentally have 500,000 dead people on the rolls. That's by design. I've been to a bunch of election board meetings, and right after the 2020 election, a lot of people were showing up and they physically got the voter rolls and were driving around places. And there were people that were like, one of the first people that spoke at the first meeting I ever went to said, hey, I physically drove to this address where, you know, several hundred people voted and it's a field. So, and then, you know, you submit stuff like that and then sometimes it gets taken off the voter rolls. Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it reappears. So how is this even possible? And without it being baked into the system. So you know, it's not good.
That's right.
We go back to paper voting and paper, you know, voter.
Yeah, we need to have, let's get rid of the machines. We need to have paper ballots and we're not coming to deliver doom and gloom. We just want the audience to know that we do have some brave souls here in Georgia, and we, particularly the three on the state election board right now, has made the most recent noise. But we appreciate everybody that's engaged in election integrity battle. I mean, you've got Garland Favorito, you got Phil from the Mad Liberals, David Cross has done some things. Who else? Kim Brooks, shout out to the Georgia Nerds. These people need to know that their support in back of them, and that's why we wanted to talk about this, because Georgia's a big deal, but there's quite a bit of corruption here, and we need to make there's a local attention on it. We need to make sure that we stay in the national spotlight, so all the patriots around the country can unite behind the freedom fighters here in the state of Georgia. I see some things from the World Economic Forum playing out, up here, with all the building. There's a lot of high density housing going in. So what I decided to do was do a little research on high density housing. Come to find out there's been a study about, high density housing, and it does have some type of outcomes to it. So let me read some of this. And another reason I looked into this is because Klaus Schwab has already said that it will become an angrier world. We see the open borders. They have turned down the food supplies. Fertilizer prices are through the roof because they cut back production on that. I mean, it's almost automatically. If I get hungry around here, I got a little bit of attitude with my wife. You know, and you know, I say that jokingly, but the energy availability, they stopped drilling. So how does the world become an angrier world? Okay, let's talk about the high density housing, because it's like here in Gwinnett County, every third house looks like the first house they built. And it's kind of like all over the county, very poorly, cheaply constructed. So here's a quote. It said, there seems to be something about high density residential units that is associated with all these types of serious violent crime. Even controlling for the other factors in the model or whatever that they presented, the authors wrote. Apparently, high density housing units promote serious violent crime. Generally speaking, the study found higher rates of robbery, aggravated assault, and rape in commercial areas, and higher rates of all violent crimes in areas traversed by major streets. It found generally lower violent crime rates in areas with parks, cemeteries, in school. So it basically boils down to this. When you pack a bunch of people in a small space, you get more violence. So the World Economic Forum, well, you know, the way that they build and some of the models, and you see the housing going on. I mean, I think they're doing this all across the country. I don't think this is just in Gwinnett County, here in Georgia. It's in several different counties, all the high density housing. And this is going to have an outcome, on crime. What say you, Bear?
Well, of course, yeah, this is, you know,
I mean, this is part of the WEF agenda.
Right.
So, you know, they want an angrier world, and, they've put together their agenda. I mean, of course they want to change the demographic in different areas. Because when things become violent in an area, it's a parent's natural instinct to take their young and move them to a safer place.
Listen, I think that this is, those are, I think that you're talking about symptoms of again, you know, you know, a bunch of people in one area. The goal is always, you got to look at that. What is the goal? You know, what is the goal of all of these things? Why are people having to, you know, be, you know, forced into inexpensive, cramped quarters? Well, part of it is obviously it's an agenda. That's clear. When you destroy your economic, you know, power of a nation, which is, you know, energy is at the, you know, we went from an energy importing nation to an exporting nation from, you know, in a matter of, you know, a handful of months under President Trump. And that was immediately, that was the first thing that was pulled out from under us. You know, all of these things, you know, people in tight spaces are more easily controlled. You don't have to travel as far. You know, that's, you know, part of the agenda of having these 15-minute cities. You know, you get everybody in a cramped area and, oh yeah, you know, they paint it like, okay, well, I can walk to the store and I can walk to here and I can walk to that or drive my EV, you know, whatever. You know, they paint that rosy picture, but once everybody's in the mousetrap, guess what? You know, you got a big problem on your hands. And, you know, and I think there are enough Americans that are savvy enough, and certainly our founders were savvy enough to, pen the Second Amendment because they knew the hearts of men was desperately wicked because they knew the word of God. And so they put in every precaution to include that of not only saying, hey, you know, if a government becomes, you know, too tyrannical and gets out over its skis, then, you know, guess what? Not only should you, but you're commanded to and encouraged to replace that government. And what's, you know, crazy, you know, the real discussion is, you know, is this intentional or is this, you know, a bunch of useful, you know, tools that are being played? And there's good arguments on either side of that, but, regardless, it's a dangerous game that is being played or a dangerous path that we're going down because again, you know, when the people eventually don't have anything to lose and you're a nation of more firearms than you are people, then that, is a volatile mix. And if, you get crammed into a corner, and the government can, you know, there's no, you know, we talked about this, I think, on your last program. I mean, Frederick Douglass nailed it. He's like, okay, there's three boxes. There's, you know, the voter box, the jury box, and the ammo box. And the reality is you look at how corrupt our voter box is and how corrupt our jury box is. I mean, when the president can get some clown judge to sign off on, okay, it's okay to spy on a future president. And then, you know, put out in all of the powers of government are flexed against him and putting out lies and Zuckerberg shutting down communication and everything else, the First Amendment being essentially suspended. Then, you know, you're pushing people towards an ammo box. And I'm telling you, you do not want to go there because it's unimaginable. If you haven't been in the military downrange, you have no clue what these people are messing with. You don't want to go there. So we need to get this vote straightened out and we need one person and one vote, which is again, a constitutional republic. And we need to have that actually, the vote actually means something and replay. I mean, it's a joke. It, you know, Kamala Harris isn't anywhere near polling in real life. I mean, if you believe these polls, which are insane.
The polls are all lies.
Yeah.
So what do you think about Zuckerberg's, I guess some kind of type of soft apology or whatever.
It's a joke. I mean, the reality is if you believe in our Constitution, which, by the way, is kind of an important deal if you're an American, although, you know, the younger generation hasn't been taught actually no one's been taught civics properly in about 50 years, but that's a whole nother story. But, you know, the bottom line is, you know, Zuckerberg got caught with his hand in the candy jar, when he was exposed for the fraud that he is and, you know, going in bed with, anointing, you know, essentially he's a co-conspirator in a coup that happened in 2020. That is facts. And, you know, he shut down the First Amendment. Okay. If you don't, you know, something about foreign enemies of the Constitution is bad, something I took an oath to serve and to protect our Constitution. You know, he's an enemy of the Constitution. And you can sugarcoat it. You can say what you want. The reality is he listened to a three-letter federal agency, or actually multiple ones, including the White House, and he shut down freedom of speech. Ensured, you know, he deplatformed, you know, how many tens of, you know, hundreds of thousands of people.
He did, and the irony in that whole thing is his whole platform is predicated on speech.
Well, so, that's the facade. It's predicated on people, you know, flexing on their neighbor and, you know, having a better pair of, you know, whatever cars, you know, and making their family look, you know, better than they are, and people watching that. But it also is, you know, was and a platform where you could actually express your opinions until they went against the machine. And then, you know, you get, you know, your account shut down.
So what happens if we don't win in December?
Well,
I mean, not in December. I'm sorry, November.
Yeah.
What happens if we don't win?
So, you know, it's just, you know, kind of like Alex and Tucker were talking about. I mean, you are, you know, if you listen to the policies or know the history of, you know, Vice President Harris and this, you know, and she gets in, and Obama executes his fourth term, then it's going to be a disaster. And I've said, I mean, I was a 35-year Navy vet who retired January 1st of 2020, right before the wheels came off the cart in America. And, you know, what I was facing was, okay, I spent all this time overseas and doing this, you know, defending the Constitution only to come back home to find out I'm not allowed to go to church because some stupid flu broke out. I mean, think about that. We were just, I mean, that is so fundamental. There is nobody on the planet Earth or in America that can abrogate that fundamental, amendment. And yet it happened. And all the lemmings, you know, went along with it. I understand how Nazi Germany came into being.
So knowing all of that, Baron, are we prepared to, if necessary, defend ourselves against a tyrannical government?
Well, the scary thing is, you know, I never thought 2020 could happen. I never thought that I would see a coup in my lifetime. I never thought that the people, you know, would get violent against their neighbors for trying to, you know, uphold the Constitution. And, you know, it got so bad, you know, and Georgia was one of the most open states. It got so bad that I thought, hey, we could easily see a COVID passport where you're not allowed to go in and buy food unless you have this COVID passport. I mean, that's how insane it is, you know, and how quickly things changed. So we're in unprecedented and very, very scary times. And that is fact. Anybody with a brain can see that. And if you're not preparing, then you're not smart, because, you know, it is not going. I mean, I've read a couple of pretty interesting articles from, you know, some high powered think tanks that said, hey, the whole West is just on the brink. There's a couple of the underpinnings that if those are pulled out, you know, then we could see wide scale, anarchy, all across the West. And it's, and the
yeah. All right. Give me 20 seconds on it, whether you think Harris can win or not.
Well, we're
coming to the end of the segment.
Can she win? Absolutely not. I mean, not if it's an honest vote. There's no way. I mean, she doesn't have she's a fool. She's the textbook definition of a biblical fool. She can't string together any cogent thought. And there's no way that she can win. She's been good at one thing in her life, and that's not, being a leader.
All right. So, we appreciate you guys tuning in, while I co-hosted this hour, Alex Jones Show, InfoWars, Tomorrow's News Today. Make sure you guys follow me at the number one Antonio Jones and check out GoTheDistanceUSA.com. That's GoTheDistanceUSA.com. This link was banned by Facebook. I have no earthly idea why they did that, but, rest in peace to the fallen 13. And, I want to introduce this particular song that's coming on right now. It'll be pinned at the top of my X account. Make sure you guys share that. And, we'll see you next time.
InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings of vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss. It equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are. And that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taking place and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.